What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Learn the skills needed for graphic design, video production, or broadcasting with a flexible schedule that fits your needs. Specs Howard School of Media Arts offers evening classes, meeting 2 days a week in classes, while the rest of your coursework is completed online. Visit SpecsHoward.edu or call 866-61-SPECS for more info.
This Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast is brought to you by Specs Howard. Looking to fit school back into your busy schedule? Enroll today for hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. In just 12 months, you'll learn the skills necessary to gain entry-level employment in the fields of graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. With both day and night classes, Specs Howard makes it possible to get the media education you deserve. Call their admissions department today at 866-61-SPECS to schedule an appointment. Specs Howard wants to make school fit your schedule. Call today at 866-61-SPECS. Hey, it's Dave Hunter. Who didn't grow up hearing there's a time and a place for everything? Well, that time and place is here and now. The Dodge Challenger. It is the best muscle car in America. The power is ridiculous. I love the power. The Dodge Challenger offers best-in-class horsepower with class-exclusive Torque Flight 8-speed transmission. The 707-horsepower Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat returns as the quickest, fastest, and most powerful muscle car ever. Or check out the Dodge 2017 Challenger RT Scat Pack. It comes with a 6.4-liter Hemi and delivers 485 horsepower and 475 pound-per-foot of torque. The Challenger RT Scat Pack has the most horsepower and torque available for under $40,000. You can lease a 2017 Dodge Challenger RT for under $200 a month. That's an amazing deal. During the Drive and Discover event, well-qualified returning employee lessees can lease the 2017 Dodge Challenger RT for only $199 a month for 24 months with $1,984 due at signing. Hurry into your local dealer. These offers absolutely end July 5th. Get a car that's domestic, not domesticated.
Dave.
Mine comes in at over 9 inches.
Chuck the Freak.
My Johnson just looks like a tasty little morsel.
Lisa Way.
I don't care about any of your dicks.
And Chuck the Freak.
It's kind of rude.
Ooh.
How you doing?
She doesn't care about our dicks at all. That is devastating news.
Yeah, right.
You think she's just fronting?
Exactly.
Fronting. You just fronting,
she's
Lisa.
She's fronting.
She's got bigger and better dicks to care about.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. The day has begun.
Yes.
Yep. A lot of dick talk. The Riff is giving away Beat the Box Office a Perfect Circle tickets. They have announced they're going to be coming to Detroit for a show at the Fox Theater November 21st. Tickets go on sale this Friday, June 23rd at 10 a.m., but be listening for your chance to win tickets before you can even buy them all week long here on The Riff. At today, 4 o'clock, Meltdown is going to give you a shot on the drive home, so keep it here for your chance to win. Veggies. Let's talk veggies for a second, shall we?
I've got nothing to bring to this table.
Come on, you like some vegetables, right?
Like green beans.
That's it.
carrots.
You say he's going to keep naming a couple? You actually like carrots? That's one that I never liked and never can get into.
I can eat any type of carrot.
I like a raw carrot. I don't like them cooked.
I can have either.
Yeah, I like them raw better.
Yeah, I don't like them cooked. I like them mostly because of what I dip them in, though. I gotta be honest.
I don't dip them.
I dip them in a fatty dip.
Ah, fatty jizz.
Right.
Add it to the list.
I do. Put
fatty
it on my
veggie fatty jizz.
Fatty
jizz. I just
jizz.
Had them with hummus the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a healthy way to go.
I like hummus because I trick myself into thinking that it's a fatty dip that could be on my jizz list, but it's really not on my jizz list.
Oh, it's so good.
It's like foreign jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not on my list.
Made with ground up chickpeas.
Yeah.
It's so good.
They asked people to name their favorite vegetable. Okay, before I list like what came in the top 10, what do you think came in absolute last?
Kale.
Broccoli.
You are so right, Andy.
Kale did.
Yeah, I figured.
Kale.
God, I didn't even consider it a vegetable. I thought it was just a leaf.
I feel like a decade ago, none of us even heard of kale, and now it's everywhere.
It went bonkers for a minute because everybody was
trendy.
It was all... I knew a person, she was like trying to sell me on kale that was, and she was like, You just put a little olive oil and some salt and pepper and put them in the ovens just like chips. I'm like, you shut that whore mouth.
It's not just like chips. It was made in my house. It's not like chips.
It's not like it's chips.
I looked at it and I was like, what the Christ?
It is not like chips. Dirty bitch.
I hate when people try and say that's a very good use of the term. When you call someone a dirty bitch, kale chips. I hate when people try and sell you on something.
Yeah.
Just tell me, listen, it's not too bad. Or it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just like
salt
chips.
And vinegar chips.
Yeah, see that crap? I hate that crap.
Yeah, it's like you're a liar. You're a liar. If it were, then I would have the body of a god.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
But it's not.
For a guy that tries to eat healthy on occasion, I know. I've stopped fooling myself. Listen, it's not as good as the good stuff.
Right? Yeah.
But it's an okay substitute sometimes.
It's something.
But kale, I have not tried kale chips, and I do not want to.
No, neither did I.
It just looks like dried up leaves.
I've never tried it.
Have you ever wondered what it was like to eat food if you were a herbivore dinosaur?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what they eat.
That's what it is.
It's horrible.
You've tried it? You've tried kale chips, James?
Not the chips, but I've prepared kale.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, that stuff goes through you like a pipe cleaner. It cleans you out.
Some people are looking for.
Yeah, it's good to know.
I don't mind it in a couple of things.
Yeah.
I had it recently with something. I can't think of what.
Amber's done it with like garlic and stuff, and you just can't taste it. It's just, you know.
Right.
It takes on the flavor or whatever.
I'm just going to get on my phone.
We discussed kale. Well, these are the top 10 most popular vegetables. Chuck's green beans do come in at number 10.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't like a green bean?
Love a green bean.
I like a fresh green bean. No. I like them from the can.
Yeah.
I
don't can.
I love the can.
No.
I love the can.
Oh, my God. Fresh grown.
The fresh ones, not everyone knows how to cook a fresh one.
You need to know how to cook a fresh one. But I guess there's...
Not everyone knows how to cook
them. But how do you like them cooked?
Well, there's a snap and like a real...
I like the
chewiness
snap.
That I don't like.
I like the... Because I feel like it's more fresh.
Yeah.
I like a little snap, too.
Yeah. I don't like them overcooked. Don't overcook
No.
You guys like them French style?
Yeah. I love them fresh, too.
I'll eat them that way.
Yep. Fried it up like that.
There's a certain flavor of canned vegetables that I cannot, like canned mushrooms, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It has a certain flavor to it.
I can't.
That I can't get past. Even like pizza places that put canned mushrooms on pizza.
Oh, it's gross.
Shut your face. You're a filthy bitch.
I can do corn in a can occasionally. That doesn't kill me, but. I want to see if my favorite vegetable lands on this list.
Okay, Lise, let's check it out then. Okay. Number 9 is asparagus.
Gross.
I don't mind that.
I like it.
I like it with butter, grilled or whatever.
Number 8 is cauliflower.
Jesus Christ. How does it? Yeah, how does cauliflower?
I don't mind cauliflower.
I don't hate it,
but
I grew up with cauliflower.
I don't eat it and go, God, I love this. This is so good.
I like cauliflower with cheese sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Cauliflower is another one of these kale type of things. It's the, you can replace this with a cauliflower.
Oh, they just started that, potatoes. Like the mashed
potatoes. I
think that
was tried in my house, too.
Mm. Let me know when summer squash is on the list.
Brussels sprouts, number 7.
Horrible. Who, like...
It's really popular right now. Like, I hated them growing up. My parents loved them. But when you cook them... In like a balsamic vinegar, and you throw some bacon in there.
You gotta throw like a lot of stuff in there to make it really
jazz it
good.
Up.
Yeah,
I've had them like toasted or whatever. They're almost like toasted,
crispy. Yeah. I don't mind that.
Deep fry them.
We deep fry anything. I always say it's delicious.
Absolutely,
right?
Deep fry brussels. The only way I can handle them.
Yeah,
peas. Number 6.
Yeah. I don't mind peas. I mean, they're nothing. There's nothing thrilling about peas.
Have it on the
peas.
Side of macaroni and cheese.
There's nothing thrilling about a pea.
No.
So true. I've never been like, man, I'm thrilled by these peas.
Yeah.
I really want some peas.
Carrots, number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Mushrooms, number 4.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
It's a fungus, though, right?
Yeah, it's not a vegetable.
They should have known that.
Tomatoes, number 3, which I thought tomatoes were technically a fruit.
I know, that's always a...
This list is going haywire on you here.
It really is.
But tomatoes high on my list.
Me too. Yeah. I love tomatoes.
I like stuff made from them. I don't like them.
Me too. I could never eat just a normal. I could never take a bite.
From my garden, just take it and slice it and eat it.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
That's good stuff.
You can make salsa with tomatoes. And you know, a million things you can do with tomatoes.
I'm with Lisa. I'm on the tomato board of Lisa. I'm with you. I love a tomato. All kinds.
Tomato sandwich.
I'll just make toast and put like some cheese and tomato on
really?
There.
They're one of my favorite things to grow in my garden. I love growing tomatoes, but I wouldn't eat a sliced tomato.
So we're down to the top two vegetables here.
Mine isn't on there yet. So we'll
number
see.
Two is corn.
I love corn. Corn that's on the high
cob.
On my list.
Corn on the cob. One of the best.
I do love fresh summer sweet corn.
When you get that
dripping
peaches
and
cream.
Oh, yeah. Peaches and cream is a whore. And broccoli is number one.
I love broccoli.
The most popular. So Lisa, stinks. Disappointed your veggie didn't make the list.
No, I mean, because of my top three, it's tomato, corn, and then I love zucchini.
Like, I was going to say, so too. Like this in my garden, what I would grow, okay, zucchini, squash, broccoli, I got some carrots, tomatoes, but I grow tons of peppers. Peppers aren't on this list?
That's what's crazy to me. I love peppers. That's probably my favorite
peppers
vegetable.
Are not on this list. I know James hates a pepper, but doesn't everyone else love peppers?
I like peppers.
Like, yeah, I would eat a pepper time. Way before cauliflower.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'd take the cauliflower.
I know you would.
I'd go cauliflower
James,
every time.
James doesn't like peppers.
Unless it's a stuffed jalapeno popper pepper.
Andy, do you like stuffed peppers?
I do, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I like bell peppers. I like them. I'll eat them raw. I like bell peppers raw with like
stuffed pepper with like meat and rice. And,
getting too crazy there, but it's delicious.
It's so good.
Making me upset.
Peppers, yum.
I got to dice up a
tomato
pepper.
Sauce on top.
I can't have too much of pepper at one time.
Yeah,
weird texture.
Can't have a big old bite of a pepper.
No, I would never dream of it.
Someone said my son's little league team had a mom provide kale chips for the snack after a game. My son spit it out and said, "What the crap is that?"
I've been, don't worry, I'll get you something.
This guy says, "I'm sitting in my car yelling at my radio about your vegetable opinions. What is wrong with my morning?" I don't know if he agrees or disagrees. I'm not sure. Someone said, "There's only one green bean I like, and it's sitting next to Chuck."
There he is.
That's
there
true.
He is.
I'm not nearly as healthy as the real green beans.
Mike has a comment
I'll
here.
I'll grow those two.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing good. Penis and balls.
Penis.
I wanted to talk to you about kale for a second. So back in the late 90s, I worked at a flower shop. Sold a lot of decorative flowers, and kale was one of the things that we sold. And it was just a decorative lettuce. It was sharp and sticky, awful. It looked terrible, and maybe 5 years after that, people just decided that
they were going to eat it. They were going to eat it, huh?
Yeah.
Used to be just decoration.
Yeah.
I'm more in favor of it continuing to be a decoration.
Yeah, me too.
It's bad.
Kale is on the list over a pepper.
That's crazy.
Like, come on. Did they just forget that some vegetables...
No, kale's not. Kale was the last on the
list. I thought it was...
Peppers didn't make the top 10, but kale was the absolute last.
Okay. I don't know how a pepper is. Did I
just hear Chuck say he has a garden?
Yeah. Yeah, for years.
Chuck gardens, even though he doesn't eat most of the stuff he grows.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkins. I grow pumpkin.
Yeah. I just like pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin muffins.
Yeah, I wouldn't grow pumpkins or...
No, I like pumpkin soup.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Not bad.
I had a couple that I've just always been like, meh.
I like carving pumpkins.
Yeah. I do like carving pumpkins. I like to do a good job at it.
Yeah, make it look nice.
Someone made a great point, and this is absolutely my favorite vegetable. How did potatoes not make the top 10?
Because it's a starch.
But it's a vegetable.
Is it even...
Tomatoes on the freaking list?
I know. Listen, this list has got some serious flaws.
Yeah, potatoes.
How is potato not number one if it is considered a vegetable?
How is it not a vegetable?
It's like French fries, okay?
Yeah, it better be a vegetable, and it's my main vegetable.
I really don't think it's a vegetable.
It's like a root.
It is a vegetable. How's potato not a vegetable? Come on.
A root vegetable?
It's a root.
But what? As an Irishman, I'm at a loss of words. I don't understand.
It is crazy because potatoes are the most popular.
It's in a different category.
It's in the vegetable department of my store.
Well, yeah, but...
It's a grain.
What?
I don't know.
Just put, is potatoes, are potatoes vegetables?
Look, under vegetables, potato.
Yeah, but...
Should be on the list.
Onions?
I love onions.
An onion isn't on the list?
But onions, I don't like onions enough. I like don't onions ask. As a, like a spice almost. I like them.
Well, yeah, like a flavor additive, but still. I mean,
never just eat onions, where I feel like some of these you could just eat.
Oh, none of them I would just eat.
Oh, yeah.
Except a carrot.
Anyways, we could argue about vegetables all day.
I never thought we'd get into a heated debate about vegetables.
I didn't either. Someone said, I don't know, what's this guy's name? What's your name, Meek?
Mike.
Mike. Okay. It's spelled differently on my screen.
Okay, all right.
Okay, what's your comment?
So, really, the difference between fruits and vegetables, fruits, they have seeds, and vegetables do not. So that's why peppers weren't on there, and a tomato shouldn't be on there. That's where you really get your difference at, and I believe zucchini has seeds, so they wouldn't really be on there either.
Hmm. Oh, wow, okay. Well, then there you go.
All right, man.
Anything with seeds.
I'll buy that.
I don't know if I listen to Meek over there.
Yeah, because I always was heard that fruits grow on vines.
Potatoes are botanically classified as a vegetable, but they are classified nutritionally as a starchy food. So, yeah, botanically, they're a vegetable.
Yeah.
And they didn't make the top 10. That's a goddamn robbery.
That is crazy.
This list is stupid.
Get it out of here.
Get rid of that list.
Tear it up.
Tear it up.
Throw it away.
Stupid vegetable.
Stupid list.
Anyway, let's get to our first check of the news here in just a second.
I won't think of vegetables at all.
Dave's
for the
anger
rest of the day.
Over the potato is how I felt about you guys not thinking of tater tots or french fries.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all potato-related anger, Dave.
We are just as fired up.
Yep. Potato rage.
Yep. I will join you in your potato rage. Coming up, the first check of the news, what bold thing did some crooks do in an old broad shed? What pussy-ass thing did some illegal dumpers do when they got caught? And what has a senior hit in the past 24 hours?
Oh, no.
All that and more on the way in a second.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It's time for a check of the news brought to you by CarRight. Automotive service technicians, are you sick of working weekends and not making the money you deserve? CarRight certified techs work a four-day week and get paid. Don't delay. Apply now at CarRight.com. That's CARITE.com. CarRight, where yes means more. A man stole some lotto tickets and then decided he would flee, and it did not end up well. Here's the story on that from Fox 2 News.
At first, the owner of Westland Party Store thought the man who entered his store was just another customer.
About it, then he went and he stood next to the lotto case. And as I said, while I was helping the other customer transaction, I saw him. Next thing I saw him, he was running out of the door.
And in his hand was a case containing lottery tickets. The store owner says he tried to stop the suspect, but he quickly got into a running vehicle and left the scene. But when the owner called 911, he found out police were already looking for the suspect.
He had attempted to do the exact same thing about 15 minutes prior in Garden City, but was unsuccessful.
When the suspect left the party store, he was spotted by Westland police, who tried to pull him over, but the suspect refused to stop.
The officers on the road did spot this vehicle and attempted to stop him, but the driver refused to stop and led the officers on a pursuit that ended up in the city of Detroit.
Angela Lockett saw the chase in her neighborhood.
I'm still nervous. I'm shaking, literally. I grabbed my grandson and couldn't get in the house fast enough.
This suspect vehicle collided with the Detroit Police Department vehicle. Initial reports are that the Detroit police officer is okay.
The suspect was apprehended and taken into custody. Investigators say he's a 31-year-old resident from Redford Township, and he could face a number of charges.
Emily will be charging him with felony larceny of a building for the amount that he stole, and obviously felony fleeing and eluding for not stopping when the police were trying to stop him.
And what prompted this crime is also part of the investigation.
We are not completely sure as to why he did what he did, but we believe the drugs could possibly be a factor.
Really, really grateful by the quick response that police had, and I'm so fortunate. Everything, nothing happened here.
And Westland, Ingrid Kelly, Fox 2 News.
So, I'm not sure. Indian, Pakistani?
It could be either.
Either? Yeah. Is Tony a big name over there?
It is not. Yeah. Not that I know. Like, would that be short for Anthony? Antonio, I don't know if...
That's what I was wondering. I wonder what Tony is short for.
Changed it.
Yeah, there's a lot. So even in my family, there's a lot of people that have like their American names and then their homeland names.
That's what I mean. Yeah, so I'm wondering what his name is short for.
Like Amber is not Amber.
No, I know.
Right? Amber is Ambrin.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Right.
So
and her brothers, they have different names.
Yes.
You know, so...
But they've stuck with their... original names, but there's lots in the family, and then some just go by nicknames. Like in my family, hopefully they're not listening. There's Tushy,
Tushy,
Pinky, Bubbly.
Stop it,
Danish.
Huh.
Yeah, there's all sorts of
Dave
nicknames.
It's fun.
Those are all great nicknames.
I know they are.
So, but I wonder.
Hey, Tushy,
you don't have a nickname. You're just Dave.
I'm just Dave. Yeah. Or Safed, which means white.
Tushy bubbly.
Yeah, he is Safed.
I am Safed.
He's Safed.
I'm white guy. Are they called? What Dave Doss? I guess there's an Indian actor named Dave Doss, so that's what they've called me too.
Oh wow,
you are Dave Doss.
So even there's an Indian actor who's like, my first name's Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, because if you come over here and you're Muji Bar, people don't get it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I get it. Yeah.
Like, they can't pronounce it. They won't understand it. The first time I met all of Amber's family, it was absolutely terrifying. She's like, okay, there's Iqbal, there's Bushra, there's Mushak, all these names that I, as a white guy, had never heard of in my life. I'll never remember them.
Yeah. You have a hard enough time just remembering.
I remember
Mike.
Tim, Bill, I have a hard time with.
So Mushak might just go, I'm Tony.
No, he stuck with Mushak.
Oh. I'm just saying that guy who was Tony in the story.
He might. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how he got that name, but... And I don't know how you pick. Like, if your parents say, you will now be Tony. Or if you're like, I like Tony.
You know what? Listen, when I got my U.S. citizenship, and the guy was like, he was having a hard time saying my last name.
Right,
and he said... And he was like, you want to change it?
But I don't think these people are doing
it.
I don't think these people are doing it legally. I think they just go by.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, because the Vietnamese that in my nail salon, they all change their names. But their legal names are still their real names. Yes, they just go by.
It's basically like a nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like Muji Bar Tony Sirajul.
Right.
That's what he goes by. Like, Tushy's not Tushy. It doesn't say, no legal paperwork that says Tushy on it.
That would be awesome, though, it was.
And I don't know. Obviously, Tushy means something different in India.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't know, huh?
She's not ass, right?
No, like, she's not.
Yeah.
Tushy implies you got a great ass.
Right.
Or a big ass.
Or a nice ass.
There was a customer service person that called me back yesterday, and I swear on the message she said her name was Whisper.
Whisper?
I'm like, Whisper? Did she say Whisper?
There's Whispers out there.
There are?
Whisper?
Yes. I never met a Whisper.
Whisper as a name?
I didn't feel confident in my customer, customer service needs being met with Whisper.
Confident in a Whisper?
Whisper's going to get it done for you.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Whisper. Whisper sounds like a stripper name if they're ever.
Unless I misheard her name.
Yeah, no, there's people, there's names Whisper. Oh, it really took off in like the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, so it was huge. So what was on TV with a chick named Whisper? That's what I want to know.
Because
that's what happens here.
I've never encountered a Whisper.
Mm. No, that was my first time hearing it. I thought I'm... It's like,
I'm sorry. Did you say your name was Whisper?
I'd say that to her, bro.
Is your name goddamn Whisper?
Whisper.
How am I supposed to take you seriously?
Whisper. What's the meaning of the name Whisper?
Well, to whisper.
Well, not to. In 2014, it's kind of fallen off.
Yeah,
15 people were named Whisper, all of them girls.
That's it, 15. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but be warned, they say Whisper is a well-known brand of sanitary products in Australia.
Oh,
so that was in Australia, yeah. 15 people in Australia were named.
No, they're saying
paper.
If you're in Australia, be warned.
Oh, okay.
And probably no
sanitary
one
products,
Whisper.
I assume, like maxi pads. I don't think toilet paper.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to be my little daughter maxi pad.
Like here, it'd be like, let's see, what's the brand name? So it'd be like, oh, your name is Always.
Hey, little Tampax. Yeah, exactly. Little Tampax, come here.
That's really weird.
Ryan has a comment. Good morning.
My daughter, Vagisil.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That's a bad name.
Hi, Ryan.
Good morning. Venus Balls.
Venus.
Balls. So, I'm from New Brunswick. I'm across the river in Windsor right now. Mm-hmm. And I had a buddy in grade school, and when he moved across seas to New Brunswick, they wanted to convert his name from whatever it was. Like you said, they couldn't, like, they, we couldn't read the writing and pronounce his name. So they wanted his name to be, his last name was Duke. So they wanted his name to be Dick Duke.
He went with Richard Duke.
Yeah. Richard Duke instead of Dick Duke. I thought Dick might have been more flowy, but you know.
Yeah, but also torturous.
Definitely torturous. Thanks for having me in, guys.
All right, I'll see you, man.
I love that laugh.
Ryan killed himself.
He did. He's going to call himself Dick Doom.
Jamie has a comment. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, I work for a global automotive company here, and we have some Chinese counterparts that we talk to a lot on the phone. And one of them goes by Sunshine, and one of them goes by Lavender. That they've chosen as their American name.
I went to school with Sunshine.
I went to school with Sunshine as well.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Never knew a Lavender.
No. Never knew any Sunshines or Lavenders. Yeah. Or Crimsons
I didn't know
or Clovers.
Lavender, but Sunshine I did know.
Yeah, Sunshine I knew.
This one, I got an email from a Greg Evans and I had to return a call to him. He answered it and he had the deepest Arabic accent ever. Really threw me off. Hello, this is Greg Evans.
I am Greg. Greg Evans.
It sounds that in Romanian, tushy means ant. Oh, well, she is an ant. Maybe that's it.
Oh, that's
maybe
what it is.
It means the same thing in India.
Oh.
But then everyone should be a tushy.
Yeah.
Like, they're all tushies.
Yeah, there's a bunch of ants.
Yeah.
But just one tushy.
Once in my daughter's art teacher was named Whisper.
Yeah.
Whisper.
There had to be some show, some fringe show that was... popular.
Like, what a name. What a great name.
Like the OC or something. You know what I mean? Had a whisper. Something had a whisper in it.
Oh, my, no. I went to college up north, and I had an Asian kid in my class with the name Slim Shady.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
That's what he chose as his American name?
That's amazing.
Slim Shady.
Slim Shady.
I'm sorry, your name is again?
Shrim Shady.
S-R?
S S-A-R-I-M.
Slim.
Why? Oh, wait. Oh, no. Shreem. Shady. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Call his name in class.
Yeah.
Slim
Shady. Shady.
Like, roll call.
Slim Shady, you here?
The best part, dress like Eminem.
Oh, you have to.
Asian
that's
guy.
The part, yeah.
Someone at Quicken Loans is Moon Muffin Smiley.
That's crazy. That's high parents.
Moon Muffin Smiley.
Moon Muffin.
Get down here, Moon Muffin. One woman in the Detroit area got home from work to find out burglars had taken over her shed, turning it into an illicit storage facility.
Oh, wow.
Here's the story on that one from Channel 7. Let's take a listen in.
Daniqua Jackson says she noticed right away as she got home from work, something had changed.
I noticed that it was a different lock. I mean, it was huge.
She called her dad to ask if he suddenly decided to store something there.
I thought I was being pranked. I really did. I thought I was looking around like, is someone playing a joke on me?
She asked her neighbor if he saw someone in her yard. He told her no, but that someone stole his yard tools. Together, they cut the lock.
I mean, it was piled up. Everything was just piled up to here.
Inside, a crime spree stash, power tools, lawnmowers, and snowblowers, all stolen from different neighbors.
I know, it's crazy, right?
The area block club president says in the last few weeks, someone has been stealing such items from numerous homes near McNichols and the Southfield.
I spoke to the guy and I told him, I said, look, bring my weed whacker back. He didn't find, he said, I'm not a thief. I said, well, where do you get all this stuff here from?
This neighbor says he saw a suspicious man moving power tools into another random yard. A short time after he noticed his weed whacker missing. He tried to follow the suspect, but lost him. Detroit police say the B&D task force is working to find the burglars. Neighbors say they are speaking out to help make that happen.
They go from one neighborhood to the next. And luckily, like you say, once somebody sees it and we get to actually talk to each other, the word gets out.
So what can you do to protect yourself from such burglars? Police say have good lighting, that's really effective. Plus, consider getting a chain like this with a lock and tie all of your lawn tools, your lawnmower, your snowblower Together, it won't make them impossible to steal, but it'll definitely make it harder.
Bring my weed whacker back.
Bring my weed whacker back. What you mean you ain't a thief? Walking away with my weed whacker, baby. That's mine. Hey. I got a picture of your friend with an air compressor. He's wheeling an air compressor, baby. You a thief.
What I don't understand is just them finding a place in the neighborhood and stashing it all.
Just take it over someone's shed like they're not going to notice.
Put a big lock,
huge lock on it, and it's like, okay, hey, neighborhood, I've got all your stuff. I mean, they didn't sell anything.
Right, you look extremely guilty.
I've got a shed full of all my neighbor's stuff. I'm like, anyone's weed whacker? Yeah.
That's my weed whacker.
I didn't take it, honest.
Did you take my weed whacker?
It just ended up in my shed.
How was I supposed to trim my lawn when your ass had my weed whacker?
All I wanted to do was have a fancy edge. That's it.
Bring my weed whacker back.
A fancy edge.
That's all I wanted.
It's nice. Nice little squared off.
Oh, damn it all.
It was definitely the highlight of that report. Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
I wish she would have taken a picture of the shed when it was full.
I know. Yeah. To see like all the loot in there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It is such a bold thing to do, just take over someone's shed and put all your stolen goods inside of it.
They just assume she never goes in there or something?
They must have.
Looks like some people need their wee whacker around there.
I do. I was going to get this guy.
The area block club president says in the last few weeks, someone has been stealing such items from numerous homes near McNichols and the Southfield.
I spoke to the guy and I told him, I said, look, bring my weed whacker back. He said, I'm not a thief. I said, well, where do you get all this stuff here from?
This neighbor.
My weed whacker back.
You're right. That house that they took a picture of, it needs a weed whacker.
It needs
a weed whacker. Absolutely, and a lawnmower.
Speaking of weed, this weekend, the Michigan medical marijuana industry is taking over Auto City Speedway for the annual Midwest Cannabis Cup. The event going into its fourth year in Michigan, hosted by the iconic counterculture magazine High Times. It's a two-day expo. It's an opportunity for medical marijuana users to test out new strains of cannabis for dispensaries and then show off their goods as well. I get to test out?
Your buddy got a display there? Or
probably.
Any,
I don't know what he's up to.
Like a booth?
I don't know. I don't think he's gone to this. I don't know. I don't know if he's gone to this yet.
He probably has, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
In addition to trying out marijuana-related swag, you have the chance to catch artists like 50 Cent, Wu-Tang Clan, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Danny Brown, Devin the Dude, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic and Nelly.
George Clinton's still just at it.
He's doing it up.
I love that guy.
Doing it up.
Yeah.
So is Nelly.
It's fun. It's a fun show.
And boom, 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 boom.
For those without a medical marijuana license but looking to partake, you can apply on site.
Very nice. Yeah. Very convenient.
That is absolutely convenient. Now, we've talked about this guy before, Jonathan Palmerville. He's in the he's an area of Detroit where people are legally dumped, and he gets out with his camera.
Oh, yeah.
We had him on the show, right? We got him on the line, and we talked to him about it. Well, I love this video because he got another illegal dumper, and this pussy ass broke down.
Come on.
When he got busted illegal dumping. Here's that story from Fox 2.
All right, I just seen a truck completely packed.
Spotting a red truck driving in Detroit's Brightmoor neighborhood, community activist and blight fighter Jonathan Palmerville's instincts quickly kick in.
And they had a full load, and I'm like, what are the chances this guy is going to be dumping in my neighborhood?
Posting this video to YouTube Monday.
Busted.
Palmerville says he recorded the man and woman claiming to be from Shelby Township a month ago, dumping on Detroit's Riverdale Street.
Pick it all up right now.
Beginning to quickly scoop up the leaves, bags, and junk like siding, Palmerville tells the duo he's calling the cops.
When I confronted him, that's when the waterworks ensued.
Oh, man, please, I'm begging you. I'm so sorry.
But Palmerville not feeling too empathetic.
We really want these folks to get it. We don't want you dumping in our neighborhoods.
I know. It's not the end of your life, man.
is really crying?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a ticket, dude.
Nothing to cry about, dude. Hey, Cox, I got a guy in the middle of dumping right now if you want to come get him.
Detroit police arriving, and Palmerville says they handed out two tickets to the distressed.
This is a good learning experience for
The man even told Palmerville he appreciates
it. Bit of an overreaction.
When Palmerville followed them to make sure they tossed the stuff legally, he called the police on him.
Madison Heights had a really good laugh about that one and sent him on his way. So he finally pulled over in another business and he came clean.
While Palmerville says, yes, chasing dumpers can be exhausting.
My job is never done because as soon as we clean up one mess, another one gets dumped right out behind it.
He also says he's never giving up on his mission to fight blight.
Where's this guy from?
Shelby Township.
Shelby Township, they said.
You know, the thing is, if you're from Shelby Township, just put your... It's just lawn waste. They'll come and take it.
Right? You don't have to drive all that way.
You don't have to do anything. Just put it right out front.
There's no limit. They'll come pick it up.
Yeah. They'll come six times if they have to get your garbage.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't get that.
He's probably not from Shelby Township. He just said that
he's from Shelby Township.
He's just saying that. And I'll tell you what, did you see how moist in the area that girl was when her man broke down and just started weeping like a little child?
What?
She was turned on.
No, she was not.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking that about that same thing. I was like, so he just got done doing like lawn work or whatever. So she's probably a little like, oh yeah, it's actually dude.
Yeah, the guy who busted him should have had sex with his wife.
Starts laughing. I'm dumping illegally.
He goes, your life's not over, man. Goddamn.
I just want to know why he's doing it. I don't get it.
That guy?
Yeah.
Who's dumping?
Why is he dumping?
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Sarah's pussy ass cry again.
Are you on drugs today? Don't want you dumping in our neighborhoods. I know. It's not the end of your life, man. Are you on drugs today?
It is.
Well, then relax. I can't
relax.
Nothing to cry.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is just...
Does he have, like... He has, like, leaves?
It just looks all like yard waste.
It's yard waste,
guys. There's a couple
guys.
Of black bags, but most of it's all yard waste.
One tube? I mean, honestly, if you live in Shelby Township, they will, like, they'll pick it all up. I don't get it. Put it out front of your house.
Hmm.
They say they're from Shelby Township. It just says it in the video, too.
What a waste of time.
You drive all the way to Detroit? I mean, how much are you spending in gas? I mean, you could even take it to the dump if you had to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dumping it manually.
Huh.
I don't understand it. The only thing that makes sense is that he works for a place. They're cleaning up some place that's right near there. And they just are like, let's just...
That has to be it, right?
That has to be it. They're a hired company that is cleaning up an area that is right around the corner from there. And then they're just like, well, I don't want to haul all this stuff back, so let's just get rid of it. That's the only thing that makes sense. It doesn't make sense that I cleaned up someplace in Shelby Township and then drove to Detroit to dump.
No. That doesn't make sense at all. And then wheat.
Weeped.
Like a little bitch.
He did weep.
My life is over.
Like, I was trying to think of like another scenario that is as much of an overreaction. Like, you know?
Jaywalking and getting a ticket.
Oh, God, no! Why?
Like, it's just a ticket.
And you made it worse, too. Now you're on Fox 2
crying.
Weeping. With your wife there at your side or whatever.
All your buddies going to see this.
And we're making fun of you now.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
We saw a mistake.
We saw
big
Chuck mistake. Just crying.
Oh. Over nothing?
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, we wouldn't know. I wouldn't know how to deal with you after that.
I love the guy's reaction that was filming. He's like, oh, okay, man. Goddamn, man. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't expect that reaction.
You are a real bitch, huh? That's going to be all right.
Danelle.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your comment?
God, what a crybaby. These guys, let's see, probably a bunch of weed byproducts. They don't want them picking up in front of their house.
I don't know. If the cops show up the ticket, you think they'd investigate that.
Oh, yeah, all right, good point.
You know? Yeah, like it, honestly, the bags were like falling. The bags were falling apart, and they just look like leaves.
Yeah.
Like not weed leaves. You
just
know,
regular
stems
leaves.
And sticks.
Leaves from trees. Mm.
It's just trees.
Hmm. Oh, God!
He did. He had that growly, real sad cry.
Mm-hmm. It's like if someone said, we're out of something at a store. Like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any
we
more.
We don't have any of your garlic expressions.
Oh, no! Oh, my God, no! What am I going to do?
Like, come on, man.
What a pussy overreaction.
What's the best part is that people know him.
Yeah.
He's clear as day in this video.
I'd love to talk to people who know him.
Does anyone know this pussy ass bitch?
Just to make fun of him.
If you know this pussy ass bitch, 248-544-9743.
Yeah, that pussy ass bitch is my buddy.
I'm going to laugh when this pussy ass bitch is outside the station waiting for Dave after the show.
Oh, well, I'll just blow on him and make him cry.
I guess I'm going to call the cops on him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to call the cops.
Come on. You have a breakdown.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that is wild. It is something that, if it was any of us, we would never be able to let it go.
No.
No, God, no.
Like, every time that guy says something around any of his buddies, he'll be like, yeah, that's a good point. It reminds me of the time you cried like a bitch on the news.
Oh, God, he's gonna bring it up.
I'll bring it up on my phone again if you forgot.
Here it is.
My ringtone.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a call.
Box two, man.
Man.
Well, speaking of things that could be weed, this is a problem in Allen Park. Neighbors complaining about pot smell.
Mm.
And they're fed up with it. Here's the story from Fox 2.
Neighbors say they've seen men loading and unloading marijuana plants here, and the moment you get close to the house, you can smell the weed. And it wouldn't be a stretch to say that if this house were to ever catch fire, everyone here would get a contact high.
It reeks of marijuana. We take walks. We even try to go around the house because we don't want to go past it because the kids are like, what is that?
Neighbors are incensed over the pungent scent of pot emanating from this property. No one answered the door when we stopped by, but according to people who live on Niver, the home is used to grow marijuana.
They vent it 24/7, and it smells up the neighborhood terribly.
Some neighbors did not want their faces shown on camera.
The smell is very pungent. We've had to live through it for, I think this is going on the third summer that we had.
Personally, I don't have any problem with it.
I didn't think so, man.
Right next door to somebody that is worried about their safety.
Mark Burns says he's worried about his 91-year-old dad who lives nearby.
He's got oxygen. If anything happened to that house and it lit up, he'd blow up.
We tracked down the man who owns the house on Niver. He claims to know nothing about neighbors' complaints or what's happening inside.
This is the first time you're hearing about strong marijuana odors in that home being used as a grow house for medical marijuana?
I'll have to call my renter.
What if your tenants are, in fact, growing marijuana at that home and it's become a nuisance to the neighbors there?
They always pay their bills.
Get rid of them. That's not right.
We reached out to the mayor and Mayor Pro Tem about the house in question, but were unable to get a hold of either of them. Neighbors say they've been in contact with city officials.
People drive by and ask us, hey, do you smell? What's going on? Do you smell? Do you know what's going on? And so many complaints, yet nobody's done anything.
They're dragging their feet a lot. I don't know what it is. There's a lot of stall tactics happening right now.
But the city plans to address this issue in the council meeting Tuesday with the proposed change to its odor ordinance. Stay tuned.
So what they're doing is completely legal. It's just
this was my plan.
Just the smell of it is bothering neighbors.
This is my plan.
Well, as long as they're growing the right amount, you can only have a certain amount.
If you grow
right?
the right amount, which I can't believe the right amount would make it smell that bad, but possible. But I had always said if you could get just a super cheap house, super cheap in some kind of area, it's the ultimate in hiding place for it.
They do a lot of that in California. They'll gut houses out completely and just have grow houses. And then the growing of the weed just destroys the inside of the house because of the moisture and
oh, yeah.
photosynthesis or whatever.
Mold and stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't be a landlord anymore. I can't imagine the news coming to my door. Yeah. You know your tenants?
Lisa! Lisa, did you know there's a bunch of goddamn weed in your rental property?
No. I would be doing the same thing that guy did, not go and come, like, go talking through the window. Yeah. You couldn't see
you
me.
Wouldn't you be hiding underneath the window?
That's not right.
No idea. Go away.
Let me call
but
them.
Truth be told, it's just if you get paid every single month,
yeah,
you're like, I really don't care as long as they're not tearing the place apart.
Well, but unless it's like Andy said, the moisture and stuff is destroying the house.
Yeah.
But it's right in the neighborhood.
If you only have a certain number of plants, you're not going to destroy your house. If you had the full house, it would be a different
story.
Just
like you said, like I tend to agree that if you have the minimum amount of plants, you're not stinking up the neighborhood.
No.
But I knew a guy who was growing like one plant in an apartment building in a closet. And he said that it smelled up the whole place, the whole like apartment complex.
But why don't they check?
He had people complaining.
It's been 2 years. People have been complaining. They haven't checked it yet. Mm. So if those guys in that house are watching the news, you got a couple hours because they're going to address it at a meeting tonight.
Yeah,
you got to clean some stuff out of there.
Man, we should probably go there, dude, and get all that out of there.
Just a heads up to those guys there. All right, one more story here.
Okay.
Off to Grand Haven, where a 73-year-old guy escaped injury after driving his minivan through the front of an auto parts store.
Boy. Yep.
The driver and sole occupant of the vehicle was not injured, luckily. No one inside the building was injured as well. An investigation revealed the driver... What did he do?
He hit the gas.
I hit the wrong pedal.
Stepped on the gas instead of the brake, causing the minivan to move forward and into the building. The cost of the damage was not immediately known. They haven't said if they're going to review this 73-year-old driver's record.
So, guys,
or not.
This is going to happen to us one day.
We're going to confuse the gas and the brake?
Like, isn't it going to be weird the first time you... And maybe you'll be in the middle of nowhere, so it won't matter. But the first time you
hit the gas instead of
yeah,
brake.
You know?
I don't think it happens to everyone.
No.
Right?
I think eventually, if you drive long enough, it does.
It's seeming like it. It's seeming
I think
like
it happens
everybody
to everybody.
Has their turn.
By the time we're that age, our cars will be driving us.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God.
We won't have to worry about it.
Because so all I know is that the second I do it, the first time, I'm going to be like... Oh no. Because I know, like, I'm ready to
stop driving. They don't stop driving.
No. But just, you know, you're going to kill somebody, possibly.
Your realization was the best.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Honestly. Because you know.
At least nobody was hurting this guy.
Yeah, no one was hurt. So that's definitely the good point there. We are going to take a break when we come back in just a moment. Celebrity Dirt up next. The results are in on Carrie Fisher's death. Why is it not good news? Who racked up a $100,000 tab at a nightclub last weekend? Plus, which band is Nickelback's Chad Kroeger ripping into?
Come on.
Kind of surprising. We'll tell you about that and much more in just a moment.
Dave.
I'm happy to step in and suck on those titties.
Chuck the Freak.
In an all-out licking assault. Lick your nipples. Lick my nipples.
Lisa Wade.
Had my tank top over my tits.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Oh, these are full of surprises.
They really are. And mine plays, or at least it's like, geez, Dave. And then she's like, I got my tank top over my tits. I'm like, geez, Lisa. Try and keep it together. Show some decorum. All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, we got some celebrity dirt on the way. The results are in on Carrie Fisher's death. Why is it not good news? Who racked up a $100,000 tab at a nightclub last weekend? And which band is Nickelback's Chad Kroeger ripping into? This could be a feud.
Oh, my.
We'll tell you about that in just a second.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Time for some celebrity dirt here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. And the coroner revealed the other day that Carrie Fisher died of several factors, including sleep apnea, heart disease, and drug use. But no singular cause of death could be determined. Now, that may be accurate, but it's only part of the story. The full toxicology report was released, and it says Carrie had cocaine in her system, along with opiates and alcohol. And she actually went into cardiac arrest on that plane back in December. There were also trace amounts of heroin, along with morphine, codeine,
and oxycodone, plus MDMA, ecstasy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She was also a smoker, and there was also an antidepressant and an antihistamine in her system. Jesus, hell. That's she had everything.
A lot of drugs.
She used to party with John Belushi.
Yeah.
So I don't think she ever grew out of that.
But I thought she had. I thought she had.
Yeah, I thought she had, too.
No. I don't think she. I think she got a hold of it to where it wasn't like John Belushi days.
Yeah.
But I still think, I mean, I don't know, she must not have been like, I don't need to stop doing all coke.
You know how you knew that she was still doing it and doing stuff? She just said things that you probably shouldn't say.
Oh.
And people thought it was funny, haha. You know, she's like, wow, she'll just say it, huh?
Right.
She'll just say whatever it is. Sometimes in order to do that, you're high.
Yeah.
A lot of people super high. Were upset that this was released.
Yeah. Fans. It's not great news, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not what you want to remember her by, but
well, it's not like it's easy being an intergalactic princess.
Yeah, exactly.
True, James.
There's a lot of stress involved.
Sure.
Especially your planet got destroyed. You know, you probably feel bad for all those people.
Everybody you love died.
You got to do what you got to do to deal with it.
Yep.
Now, it's not like she did down all those drugs right before her flight or something. The report says the exposure to cocaine came within 3 days of the flight and that she only had remote exposure to ecstasy. I'm not sure what that means. Mm. What does remote exposure mean?
I don't know. One pill.
They couldn't determine when she took the heroin either. Although that doesn't remain in your system as long as cocaine, so it had to be less than 3 days before
the way
the
headline made it sound was like all those things were taken right before her flight.
Yeah, I think I knew it wasn't like that's not what killed her anyway. She just was living hard.
You're a bad flyer if you gotta need cocaine, heroin.
James has been there.
Sometimes it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
But it's like she took that whole Queens of the Stone Age song, like literally before she got on that plane.
She did.
Carrie's
nicotine,
brother,
Valium, Vicodin, marijuana, ecstasy, and alcohol.
Carrie's check, brother check, Todd check, said cocaine. Unfortunately, none of this was a surprise. If you want to know what killed her, it's all of it combined, he said.
Mm. Yeah, I mean she lived hard. You know, for a long time.
Speaking of dudes with problems, Tiger Woods has now confirmed the rumors that he's being treated for prescription drug abuse. He says, I'm currently receiving professional help to manage my medications and the ways that I deal with back pain and my sleep disorder. I want to thank everyone for the amazing outpouring of support. In case you missed it, Tiger was arrested for DUI last month. His arraignment has been pushed back to August 9th in Palm Beach County, Florida. It's possible he could get the DUI charge downgraded to reckless driving and then could get off with probation, a fine, and a DUI course. Like, possible. That's, of course, what he's going to get because he's a goddamn star.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Anyone else? They'd be going to jail. This dude parties. Man, oh, man, does he party. I didn't realize he partied this hard, though. You know, Gronk.
Yeah.
New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. He's always partying with his shirt off somewhere.
Yeah.
No.
He's a real douche.
He was partying with 20 guys in a nightclub.
Of course he was.
At the Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut over the weekend. Their tab before tip, $102,000. $102,000 at a nightclub. 20 guys.
Crazy.
TMZ got the receipt. It includes 160 bottles of champagne, 16 bottles of Grey Goose, 45 orders of Maker's Mark, 24 shots of Jim Beam Fire, and 3 bottles of Don Julio 1942.
So they shared that with a bunch of people? I
would hope so.
They must have paid for the whole bar.
I mean, he's a big dude, but still, you can only drink so much. 160 bottles of champagne?
It's a lot of champagne.
They paid the whole bar's tab, right?
I would say they bought the bar champagne, and then they could have consumed the rest themselves. 16 bottles of Grey Goose, 45 orders of Maker Mark, 24 shots Jim Beam Fire, 3 bottles.
20 dudes?
Yeah.
No way. How bottles of Grey Goose? How many bottles of Grey Goose did we?
16 bottles.
No.
Over the weekend.
Oh, it's a weekend.
I thought it was
one night.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was one night, too.
Still,
a long weekend, it's even a lot.
That dude's crazy.
I know, but I mean, I could gather 20 of the hardest hitting dudes, and they'd have a hard time going through that much booze. They were buying everybody everything, probably chicks too.
Chicks,
that's chicks what it was.
Chicks like vodka.
Yeah.
Yep. Gronk like chicks.
I was hoping there'd be some embarrassing on that receipt.
Maybe. I'm not too
embarrassing,
sure.
Embarrassing like Singapore slings or
like
something.
A slippery nipple.
Yeah. Blowjob shots all
yeah,
night.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
Gronk and his buddies.
Blowjobs all around.
Give us blowjobs all around.
No, nothing like that. have put out a list of 50 movies kids should see before they turn 11.
Okay, Roland's got to get to work.
Yeah, might cut into their fidget spinner time. But it's an educational website, and they put together a list, choosing the movies based on how well they benefit a child's development and creativity. So in no particular order here, they are The Lion King, Toy Story, E.T., Mary Poppins, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Star Wars, The Neverending Story, Hook, Shrek, Free Willy, Night at the Museum, The Lego Movie, Dumbo, Babe, The Iron Giant, Up, Matilda, Space Jam, The Princess Bride, and Jumanji.
Wow, I've seen almost every one of those.
I have
There's some I haven't.
There's some I haven't.
I've never watched Mary Poppins.
No, I mean, I think I've seen it in my life.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
So. You know, I think my kids watched it in school. Mm. So I think they, for some reason, they've seen it.
I went through that phase where I went back and watched all my favorite childhood movies with them, you know. They like to comment on the fashion and how everything is. Look at the size of his phone. Like they said that someone is some dude's only one of those big phones. Maybe it was E.T. or something.
Yeah, my kids, I think, just saw E.T., and I was worried Stella was going to be afraid. She loved E.T.
Yeah?
She loved E.T. But, like, I want to show them Goonies and all those, like, cool, you know, like Back to the Future and all that, but I just don't know the age at which you can...
Back to the Future, I think's cool. Goonies...
There is, like, a killing scene right off the top of it.
You can't shield them from all that.
No, I know.
Yeah. I think Goonies should be good to go.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I mean, trust me, they've seen way worse stuff on YouTube than they could see in Back to the Future.
Yeah, true.
But it's cool to share those memories with your kids and, you know, let them experience what you experience. Speaking of Jumanji, The Rock promised us that in this remake, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, they pay tribute to Robin Williams, who starred in the original back in 1995. And now Jack Black is explaining how he fits into the new movie. He said, "We're exploring this jungle and trying to conquer the game. It's life or death. But while we're there, we find clues that Robin Williams' character left behind."
Okay.
I still don't think it'll be good.
So are they saying they're stuck in the jungle right now? Or the movie's going to be them stuck in the jungle? Is what they're trying to say?
I guess.
Because Robin Williams' character in the original was stuck in the jungle for, 20, 30 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when those kids start playing it, they free him, and then they have to complete the game. So I wonder if somehow these guys are going to get sucked into the jungle.
Well, yeah, they say the difference between the two movies is that most of the action in this new one takes place in the jungle world of the game. The original dealt with elements from the game crossing into the real world.
Okay. Well, I'm a little more interested now than what I was before. I still don't think it's going to be that great.
See, I've never seen any of these.
Comes out, I think, the same day as Star Wars, the new Star Wars.
Well, I'm not going to go see Jumanji. That's
yeah, that's pretty tough.
Sorry,
wow,
Rock.
Why did they do that?
That's why would you ever do that?
Because I guess are they counter programming to put like a kids movie out?
Good job, studio execs.
Somebody failed for sure. That's a fail.
Just hold off or do it the week before, right?
I just do it the month after Star Wars comes out.
Yeah.
I think it's the same day. It's December 20th, right? Isn't that when?
It's not the Han Solo one, right?
No, it's 2017.
Well, that one's coming out in May.
No, it's the next Star Wars.
Yeah, the next Star Wars.
The Last Jedi, right?
Yeah, December.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, no, it comes out December 15th. So this one comes out 5 days after.
Okay. Well, they got a chance, but not much of one.
Why would you ever put a movie out on the same day as Star Wars?
Well, you know, it's like I think they want to get it out in that December time period. Mm-hmm. Tons of people go to see movies, so they're just like Dave said, they're just hoping that
families will go.
Will go.
Yeah.
Maybe they may not be into Star Wars yet.
You know.
Bob Barker was rushed to the hospital yesterday after he fell and hit his head. His rep says, though, he should be okay.
Yeah.
Which is good news. Yeah. The Mummy movie, that Tom Cruise won, big loser.
Oh, it's already out. I didn't even read
it. Oh, yeah. We talked about it. It came out, and it didn't do very well. No, but they now say that they thought it would pick up steam. It didn't.
No.
It's going to lose about $100 million.
Wow.
Yeeks. Which may put a halt to their Dark Universe or whatever they were calling it.
Mm.
Theme of movies they were going to put out. American Idol is still trying to get judges. Apparently, Lionel Richie may be the second judge to join Katy Perry.
Mm.
Well, no, they've only got $15 left. That's the problem.
Megyn Kelly, you know how she was hired away from Fox News by NBC? Mm-hmm. Multi-million dollar massive deal.
Mm-hmm.
Stinker. Her Sunday night show is doing nothing. It lost to a rerun of America's Funniest Home Videos.
So all the publicity she received.
She just interviewed Putin.
Yes.
Well,
she just interviewed Alex Jones.
Alex Jones was a big, but a lot of people didn't want to watch
They pulled the Alex Jones one?
They changed it.
No.
Apparently they edited it to make it look as if she was harder on him.
Yeah, because there's like selfies of her and him like in the car together. She was like having a lot of fun with him.
And I did watch a little bit of the Putin interview too, and she's just not very good. They're going after 60 Minutes because 60 Minutes is on at the same time.
She lost to a 60 Minutes rerun.
They're trying to make her a Diane Sawyer or something like that, and she's not on the same level.
Nope, not at all.
I don't think she is.
She's really good at reading a teleprompter and being told what to say.
And she's changed her style a little bit of delivery style, and it's not good. I don't.
Yeah.
Well, it's so far a big loss for NBC. They can't even beat a America's Home Video rerun.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bad, bad times.
Until Trump hears that.
So true.
The Washington Redskins kind of won big in a Supreme Court case yesterday. It really had nothing to do with them. The ruling was from this Asian band.
Oh,
the Slants. Right? That's the name of the band. It's called The Slants.
I thought it was different. There's another Asian band out there.
They tried to copyright their name, The Slants.
Okay.
But the Supreme Court was saying, no, you can't. It's, you know, it's a racist name. You can't copyright that. So they sued, and now they have said that, really, there's nothing stopping them from trademarking the name, The Slants. Because part of the case, this Asian guy, the lead singer of the band, he said, how can you say that it's racist, yet you don't stop people from signing up for the KKK? Like, he had this list of things the government has not stepped in to intervene with, but yet won't let him name his band The Slants.
Right.
So they finally ruled in his favor yesterday, and now they say this probably opens the door to let the Redskins keep their name and not be barred from copywriting it. Because that was the big problem. If they can't copyright it, anyone can make their merchandise and sell it, right?
Yeah.
So it looks like they'll be able to keep it if that's what they choose to do.
I was thinking about that. I really don't think anyone would care if the Washington Redskins did change their name to the Washington Sentinels or Indians or whatever. I think people would get over it in 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. The only one who won't is the owner and maybe a few people, but it's really not that big a deal.
I don't think so. But the Slants can officially trademark.
There's a different band out there. It starts with a CH.
Oh.
And
rhymes with rinks?
Yeah. And I don't know if that would make it through this process.
Why not?
Because I feel like the Slants, it isn't really something that people were like called. You know?
Well, like Slanty Eyes.
Well, I get it, but the band isn't called Slanty Eyes.
Mm. Wasn't that a term that was thrown around quite a bit in Gran Torino? I thought.
Oh, really?
I don't remember. I was watching that. I was shocked with some of the stuff. I know how it was written, but there was some stuff said that I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I heard anyone say that word. Like, you hear the N-bomb still occasionally.
Right.
I mean, in the media and stuff, but I can't recall anyone using the CH, rhymes with rinks word.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I mean. And I swear there's a band called that.
Yeah, there might be.
Let's find out. Yeah, there they are. Is this the
I don't know. I don't know what their music's like, Dave. I think they just probably are not going to play it.
Oh, there's a ton of their songs on YouTube.
Yeah.
93 views.
Not popular. Yeah,
not a popular band.
No.
But they exist nonetheless.
I just knew they were around. And I thought that when you were talking about this, I thought that it was this band that was going after a trademark.
No, the Slants.
Yeah.
The Slants wanted to do it. Speaking of bands that shouldn't be allowed to have a trademark, Nickelback.
True.
Chad Kroeger, though, for some reason, is speaking out against Corey Taylor. Calling Stone Sour Nickelback light. Here's just the audio of what he had to say here.
I can't think of another band that's as diverse as we are. I can't. And I don't think that's me talking from pride or ego. I mean, you're sitting across the table. You know what you're talking about.
He started out by saying Nickelback is right now the most diverse sound in rock and roll.
Yeah, that's...
That's how he started the interview.
That's wrong.
Can you name me another band that could play...
I would say Stone Sour, right out of the...
Stone Sour?
It's very diverse, too.
Yeah, because they're trying to be Nickelback.
Oh.
Corey Taylor has said some really nasty things about me before in the press. And he talks about how easy it is to write a hit song. Well, show me. Show me. Write one. I've yet to hear one. They're okay. They're not as good as Nickelback. They sound like Nickelback Light. We were signed to the same label. They had to put on masks and jump around. How good can your music be if you've got to beat each other up on stage, throw up in your own masks every night? I mean, music shouldn't come with a gimmick. Music should just be music. None of my favorite music comes with a gimmick. Like, and he got tired of sitting behind the mask. He wanted people to know what he looks like. So he started Stone Sour.
Okay.
Yes. There's something to it, but it's Chad Kroeger. Limited song.
I'm so torn. Yeah, I mean, they're not diverse. They're gimmicky. It's all about partying and chicks and photographs and back.
Yeah, well, they have a formula. We've said it before. Nickelback has a formula, and you know what? He'll write a hit song.
Mm.
He knows exactly what a certain group of people want.
Right.
You know, he knows exactly what they want. And I think other bands, they don't want to go there.
Right.
You know, they don't want to just go to... Some people have no problem, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I just got to write a song about drinking in the summertime and chicks in a pickup truck in the USA.
Yeah. People love
and they'll do it.
They're successful. You can't deny that.
No, that's what I mean.
No matter what we think about them, if you like them or not.
He knows there's a big group of people that Nickelback can write a song for. You know, I don't think Stone Sour's writing songs for those same people.
No. I wouldn't think so.
You know? Like, I think that the guy's choice of Stone Sour is probably...
It was a weird one.
It was a weird one to pull up. You know?
But, I mean, Corey Taylor started Stone Sour before Slipknot.
Did he? I don't know that much.
I know that Corey Taylor was not... Like Stone Sour, not Stone Sour, but
I thought Slipknot came first.
No, I'm pretty sure that Stone Sour came first, yeah. And then it disbanded, and then
Slipknot was around and doing the whole mask thing, and then Corey Taylor joined them as like a lead singer,
right? But he had Stone Sour first, left that, it disbanded,
yeah.
I believe joined Slipknot, and then went back to Stone Sour,
yeah.
So Chad Kroeger didn't exactly know what he was saying.
Either way, what a great idea for anyone in music. Shut up.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Especially if you're Chad Kroeger.
Yeah. Like
that dude should just never speak to the media.
Both of those guys talk too much. Corey Taylor talks too much about stuff. Like, every time a mic's in his face, you know.
He made this big reveal about his personal life recently.
He talks about everything, you know.
And speaking of a guy that probably shouldn't talk, baseball analyst Keith Hernandez was caught unaware that his mic was on.
Oh, what did Keith do?
When he said this. Let's take a listen in here.
Can we?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yep. Hold on. I turned it down so I can cue it up. But let's take a listen to Keith Hernandez.
7-7 in the ninth. Roark got knocked out in the third inning.
Roark's been getting his tits
lit. Yeah, he really has.
That's a great term. I love it.
Getting his tits lit.
He's been getting his tits lit.
That's a great new baseball term. I hope the kids like it when I use it.
Hey, go get your tits lit.
Yeah, did not realize his mic was live. Came back from commercial early and caught him unawares.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. Some audio guy needs to get fired.
7-7 in the ninth. Roark got knocked out in the third inning.
Roark's been getting his tits lit.
He really has. Yeah, he really has. Yeah.
I feel like getting your tits lit means something completely different to that guy and myself.
Probably,
What's
yeah.
What's the James definition of getting your tits lit?
Finale and I'm
alrighty.
I'm gonna light those puppies up.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, game strikes again.
Well, that's what I figured he thought it was.
On that note, we'll take a break. When we come back, the news continues. Why is this the best month for having a one night stand? What did a badass woman do with her bare hands? And a Mexican minute, all that and much more is straight ahead when we return. You've got Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I'm a day ahead. I'm a day behind. You know why?
Why?
Because my pillbox, I skip Sunday, so I'm like a day behind in my pills.
So that's how you keep track of the days, like an 80-year-old?
It's the exact same way. You know what, though? My parents, they have pillboxes. They don't know what day it is.
For my dad, I bought one of those medicine machines where it would dispense the medicine, and it would say, time to take your medication.
It's
brilliant.
And if he didn't, it would call me. She had like that old voice. So my dad hated her. He'd be like, robo-nurse.
My nurse is a robot.
It's a
goddamn robot.
She's
nurse.
A robot.
Damn it, Lisa. Why did you buy me this robot nurse? Oh, let me guess. My robot called you. Well, you know what? I'm not taking those goddamn pills from that robot.
Let me guess. My robot called you.
Oh, ringy dingy. My robot, did you pick up the phone again? I don't even know how the robot called you.
That is weird.
Time to take your medicine.
He was such a bitch. He would be so pissed.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Okay, hi. It is 7:43.
Sure is.
Dave, whatever. Freak. How you doing?
Time it is.
You know, everything's good. Thanks for being with us here on 101 WRIF, where more news is coming up in just a second. Why is this the best month for having a one-night stand? How many one-night stands have you had this month, Andy?
None.
Just wondering.
That's because they keep coming back for more, Dave.
That's it.
It ain't just one night.
That's right.
What did a badass woman do with her bare hands?
How many one-night stands have you had this month, Dave?
Hard-hitting questions.
Where did your lady meet the guy she's cheating on you with? We'll get all that and more here on Dave and Chuck the Freak in just a moment.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
You are both slanderous perverts.
101 WRIF. The Riff.
Do you think you could kill an animal with your bare hands if it was attacking you?
I know I could kill a dog with my bare hands.
God, I don't know if I could. I mean, I guess in that situation, if it's either me or him.
I've thought about it.
You have to act.
The only reason I think I know I could kill a dog is because I had a Doberman. And he would, like, simulate attacking me. And I could always end up subduing him.
Well, there's a 21-year-old woman from Maine who went through like something out of a horror movie the other day. She was out jogging on a wooded trail when she suddenly came across a snarling raccoon blocking her path, baring its teeth. Before she even had time to react, the raccoon came rushing at her, and she knew she had to do something. She said, I knew it had to be rabid. She ripped out her earbuds, threw her phone to the ground, and within seconds, the raccoon was lunging at her. At that point, she noticed a shallow puddle, and she decided that she would
drown that son of a bitch.
Drown that raccoon.
Yeah.
She said, I don't think I could struggle with my bare hands, she remembers thinking, but holding it under the water might do the trick. Connecting the dots quickly, she was on her knees at this point. She dragged the raccoon that was still biting her, scratching frantically at her hand and arms, and put it in the puddle.
She said, with my thumb in its mouth, I pushed its head down into the muck. With the animal belly up, she held its head underwater. It was still struggling and clawing at my arms, and it wouldn't let go of my thumb, she said. She said she then held it there for what felt like an eternity until finally it stopped struggling and its arm sort of fell to the side, although its chest was still heaving just slowly. After the raccoon stopped moving, she pulled her thumb from its mouth and ran the 3/4 of a mile home where her mother drove her to the local medical center. Her father went back to retrieve the raccoon and took it to the Maine warden service. It did test positive for rabies.
She's lucky that puddle was there.
Yeah. She really is.
Because I don't, I mean.
Does she have one arm or two arms?
It doesn't mention, there's
a
picture of her.
She's just in a weird pose.
She's
in
a weird pose. I think so. I would have mentioned that she was a one-armed. It's much harder for a one-armed woman.
Yeah.
A one-armed woman drowning a raccoon.
Yeah, her arm
crazier.
Is just like behind.
Yeah, oddly tucked behind her in that picture.
Yeah.
The badass little chick, though. Mm-hmm.
She is, absolutely. She was able to receive her rabies vaccine and tetanus shots and other assorted injections in plenty of time.
Is that what she was running through the woods? This is why you don't run through the woods.
Yeah.
But this looks just like the path that I will go jogging on sometimes.
Yeah, and you've had some incidents.
Yeah, you've seen a damn cougar, and you're lucky it didn't kill you. A cougar will kill you.
Run in the woods.
By the way, and there's been so many cougar sightings in my area since then. People thought I was all full of BS. No, there's been several sightings now.
Just wait till it takes a kid.
They're around, man. It's no joke.
They need to hunt that cougar down.
I think it's more than one, dude.
Well, then they need to hunt all the cougars down. Set some cougar traps, man.
There's so many scary things that can happen in the woods when you run, besides a raccoon or a cougar.
Oh, yeah. I've had a deer dart out in front of me.
Just like a person.
I'm not worried about people. Yeah. It's just crazy. I'm worried about animals.
Yeah, it's way more likely a person.
Sure, but I think I can handle a person.
Yeah.
Animals are wild cards.
Yeah.
Not a person with a gun.
A person with a gun going to get my earbuds. All I have is my phone and my earbuds.
What's your beehole?
Okay, stop it.
I guess as a woman, we worry about, we should worry about different things.
What's your beehole, Dave?
Yeah.
Good luck getting in
there.
That's his favorite kind. That's his favorite kind. Oh, I'm getting in.
Ain't no luck about it.
This ain't Deliverance, for God's sakes. It's the
Ranger
trails near my neighborhood.
I'm just saying. No, I do think, though, that if a lot of people have seen a cougar, because I always feel like there's a cougar cover-up. Every time people say, oh, we saw a cougar, they're like, no, you didn't see a cougar. There's no cougars near us. Please continue to enjoy our beautiful parklands. You know, and then all of a sudden, a kid's going to get eaten by a cougar.
Mm.
Just like Jaws, when they said, go ahead and swim.
That's right.
Everything's fine.
It's not fine if cougars are.
And I'll go early in the morning, too. I realized I was doing some stupid things. Like, it was still winter, but it was a milder morning. I'm like, oh, I'll just go. And it was still kind of dark walking through these places. And you see.
Was it dark when you saw that cougar?
No.
No, so it was light out.
But it was hidden in one of those, you know.
Drain
things.
Yeah.
Man, did you look into its eyes?
You saw its shiny eyes,
right?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's when I fell, remember?
Yeah.
That's how I saw it.
That should have been his last day. Should have been his last day.
They generally don't attack you unless they feel threatened.
Or they decide they're hungry enough.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. They're hungry.
We're taking away all their natural food.
This one might have already had the taste of human meat. Sometimes they don't like human meat.
7 things to do if you encounter a cougar.
Animals. The taste of human meat.
Oh, my God, that cougar.
Don't freak out. They very rarely attack people.
Don't fall down.
I'm a very vulnerable cougar. Yeah, because I have a feeling Dave's fall wasn't just a
graceful
fall.
Oh, I swore, I think. I think I dropped a mother effer.
Cougar's just like, is this serious right now?
They say when they do attack, they're more likely to go after loners than hikers in groups. And they're more prone to attack kids under 16 than adults.
Of course, yeah.
Stay smart. Keep your eyes peeled for cougar tracks. There's 4 toes and usually no claw prints and droppings. Prep your pets to keep their distance. Keep the pet on a short leash. Don't be fooled by a baby cougar. They're adorable. Mm.
But yeah, my mom's right around the corner.
Mama will be close by. Stay noisy. I see that could save me because I was noisy when I fell. They say be noisy to avoid startling a cougar.
Yeah, you're fine because it looks at you, you know, and it's like, okay, that's too much.
The cougar's never been the same since Dave fell near it.
Yeah, it's in some kind of cougar therapy right now. Like, dude, I remember it just like it was yesterday. This guy, I'm just chilling in my drain, and big man fell. It was loud, scared.
He's a big guy. He fell down. He's
words I never heard
before. Yeah.
Started eating plants and stuff after that, man. It's just not been...
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not worth it.
Trying to turn it back around.
I was going to eat his little dog, but...
Man, even his dog was mean. Crazy loud.
Yeah, real loud. I was going to bite him just to shut him up, but...
I put that cougar in cougar therapy. They say carry a bell.
Carry a bell.
Come on now.
Hear Dave coming through the trails.
Where's my cougar bell? Amber, I've lost my cougar bell.
I can get you some. They just got banned in our little league baseball. So.
Oh, okay. Please get me a bell. But they say be big, so that probably helped me too. Make sure the cougar isn't backed into a corner. Oh, damn. Well, I kind of was there. Ensure that kids are protected. Keep your eye on the wildcat. You want to make yourself look as large as possible. So that helps. I'm 6 foot five already.
Yeah.
And then the intimidation tactics, too. Be loud. Bare your teeth. Maintain eye contact. Don't back down. Act aggressively. Mm. Start thinking about potential weapons you could grab and use.
Because this is the thing. Has anyone, like, hand-to-hand combat killed a cougar?
I know there's. I've heard stories of people being attacked.
I think, but did they just play dead, and that's how they escaped?
Look at those eyes.
Or did they have to like try and kill it?
Can't remember. I think that they might have injured it, you know, and it ran away.
Don't you think that you would be worried the teeth in a necklace
if it was a clean death?
Yeah.
Let's go to Dane, who's with us here. Hi, Dane. Good morning. What's your comment?
Penis, guys.
Penis.
I live about 40 minutes north of Detroit in St. Clair, and about 7-8 years ago, we were swimming in my pool, and we looked back, and we saw a giant cat, so it was a cougar, and I was 14 at the time, and I had about 5 buddies with me, and we actually chased after it with baseball bats,
because we were
dumb kids at the time, but it ran away, and we never saw it again, but again, the DNR, they said, oh, you just saw a big coyote, and I'm like, I know what a cat is versus a dog, so... You know, like, they tried covering it up and everything, but, man, was that thing massive, and that could have tore us to pieces if it wanted to.
Yeah. A neighbor just saw one in our backyard the other day.
That's crazy.
That's all I know. Got some pictures of
it. It's crazy there's, like, a potential cover-up. I never heard about a cougar cover-up.
Yeah, they do it.
Everyone told me I was crazy.
Yeah, they do it. No, they cover it up, man. They don't, number one, they don't want to cause, like, some kind of panic. They want people to still enjoy themselves, and like they know.
Shouldn't you be aware that there's a
cougar around? You should, but they just hope that it's moved on and it's going to get the next area. So, like, there was an Alberta man that fought a cougar off with his bare hands. Another guy claimed that he broke a mountain lion, same thing as a cougar, broke its neck, but that was turned out it was a hoax. So he didn't really do it. Another old man, 62-year-old guy in Florida, choked a bobcat to death that attacked him.
Oh my God.
Choked a bobcat.
WWII, bitch.
Yeah. Yep. Choked him right to death. Another man found a spear and killed a cougar.
Oh my God.
So.
Yeah, if you look up my neighborhood and cougar, the cougar sightings come up like all over.
Yeah.
Police warning of.
If I did get in hand-to-hand combat with a cougar or even a raccoon and I killed it, I would wear the teeth.
Anything that you kill with your bare hands, you should wear its teeth.
I fought that raccoon in my backyard, not hand-to-hand combat, but like I went after him, and Amber was sure it was rabid the way it was acting.
Yeah.
But it was trying to scratch its way into my pool cover. Mm-hmm. So that's when I fought back with the pool noodle, the closest weapon I could find.
Yeah, I don't think, I'm not sure you'd get awarded the teeth for that.
Yeah.
I'd still take it down. It still ran off.
The chipmunk, too, that you fought.
Chipmunk.
I'm not sure if you can have
rabbit.
The...
It was definitely rabbit.
Chipmunk.
Chipmunk?
Rabbit chipmunk was drowning in my hot tub.
Yeah.
I saved it, and then it was like...
Oh, you're like, Jesus.
You little bastard.
Yeah.
I can kick you into next week.
So they've crushed him to death.
I didn't crush him to death.
Oh, that's what I thought you
I scooped him up in the pool filter and tossed him into the woods.
Yeah, the foremost leading person with hand-to-hand combat with animals in the buildings, Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. Ken has been in some scenarios.
Ken's fought off beasts.
Yep.
Now, you put yourself in that situation, and we'll see how everyone reacts.
Oh, I would be terrified of anything.
What's that video there?
Well, this is someone in my neighborhood who thinks they got video of this cougar. Where'd it go? There it is.
Dude, that's a cougar, man.
Yeah.
Look at its tail. Yeah.
Do not worry. What you saw was a rabbit.
Look at it.
Look, it's like, look at the way it's moving. It's hunting.
Yeah, it's hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right near the trails where I...
There's a child over there.
John, good morning. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. We're talking about this badass woman who drowned a rabid raccoon with her bare hands to save her life and cougars and all sorts of stuff. What's your comment?
My name is John. I'm from Flint here. I used to live in Colorado in Estes Park.
Okay.
It's up in the mountains. And if you come across one and you don't have an actual weapon, you're going to die. There's no way you're going to pick up a stick and outsmart a cougar.
Yeah, it's going to take you down, right?
It's definitely going to take you down.
Well, Chuck was just reading some articles about people that did manage to kill cougars.
With their bare hands.
That's what they say. They said a couple people. I think there's a chance you could get lucky, maybe. But they're designed to kill you. Number one, they say most people who get attacked by a cougar and are killed didn't even know the cougar was there. It gets them from behind.
Oh, yeah.
It snaps their neck with their teeth. You know, they bite your neck so that you suffocate.
Right.
And they just hold you there.
People are saying, yeah, the cougar conspiracy is a real thing. I've looked into it before in Michigan.
That's funny.
Keep talking about cougars. The DNR is going to shut your show down. Paul has a comment. Hi, Paul. Good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How you doing, man?
Yeah, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
So I'm from Chatham, Kent, and me and a buddy were up in our bank barn, and this raccoon dropped out from the rafters at us. And we didn't have any weapons, so he just punched it in the head twice and knocked the thing out cold.
Oh, shit, go on, Eric! So,
raccoon falling from the rafters is pretty terrifying, too.
Gave him a couple rights, so he's begging for a left, eh?
The raccoon was like, oh, yeah. Gotcha, bitches!
Yeah.
Watch it, eh?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in, Paul.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good
one. Yeah, see ya. It's different in Canada. You just fight
her. Sure is.
You just hockey fight him.
Someone said Dave fighting a raccoon with a pool noodle on security camera would be funny as hell.
Oh, my God.
No doubt. I'd
so
even admit,
funny.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, go on, get out.
It's not an ideal weapon.
No, pool noodle is not, but it's the only thing I've found. He was about to puncture my pool cover, that little bastard.
Get out of there.
Get! I'm screaming at the top of my lungs.
Those humans have the most bizarre weapons.
He would not move. Like, he just literally stared at me like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Because you're coming at me with a pool noodle?
Raccoons don't give an F. That's why they don't.
They'll stand their ground.
Come on now. Jay.
Like a possum will pretend it's tough, and then it's like, oh, God, no. Yeah. Like a raccoon's like, no, bitch, I am tough.
You see these hands?
Jay, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. And yourself?
Okay. What's your comment?
So you guys are talking about cougars. Well, I was from Washington, and literally from grade school until you graduate, you at least have to take some form of class that teaches you how to defend yourself against cougars and other rabid animals.
Okay, so you took the class. What's the best way to do it?
They say take your shirt off or your belt, wrap it around your arm, and shut down its throat. Like, if it attacks you, mauls you, just make sure you get your arm in its throat. They'll choke it out, suffocate, and you can either A, kill it, or B, just, they'll pass out.
Huh. You are to shove your arm right down its throat.
Yes.
Until it dies.
Or passes out.
Yeah.
It's whatever you feel like doing. But
so
I mean,
you're like, you're fisting it orally. Yeah, once a cougar attacks me, I'm killing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to let it live.
You better make sure there's an actual cougar around, though, Dave, before you just take your shirt off.
Yeah, that's what would happen to me is I'd hear a noise and be like, Burr! And then just a bunch of hot chicks walk by.
Oh, no.
My shirt off.
There were cougars all night.
Oh, I totally saw a cougar, ladies.
And they're like, we're not that old.
And then you're like, no, it's not what I meant. Yeah, not that cougar. Oh, man. You're leaving. You're leaving. Just like,
oh man. Cody.
Morning, Cody.
Hey. Good morning, life to size.
Black eyes like a doll's eyes.
Like a cougar's eye.
Yeah. So my dad's a pretty badass guy. So when I was a kid, he goes to take out the garbage. And I'm just thinking everything's fine. And suddenly I hear some commotion. And I hear, you son of a bitch. And he actually got cornered by a raccoon. And the only thing he had was a bow door. He beat it to death with a bow door.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I mean, I still have the memory of camping with the Breister when the raccoon was on our picnic table and he was like, boy, just stay right here. I'm going to kill a raccoon. And I think that raccoon ran for the hills. He took a look at Breister and was like, gone.
Nope.
He saw death coming.
That could have changed your childhood if you would have saw him kill a raccoon in front of you, your dad.
With his bare hands?
With his bare hands.
Yeah. I don't see how much it would have changed.
No.
I was already all...
Seems like it would stick with
just
you.
Just knowing he was going to get it was enough, you know?
Yeah.
Because I saw the thing, and I was like, oh! And the bride's are like, don't worry, you little bitch. I'm going to go kill it. With nothing.
You little bitch.
I love that he called you a little bitch.
He did, really, but
it's awesome to think that way.
You know, he looked at me like that.
Rick, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. When animals attack, what's your story?
Well, I used to work up north like 5 years back and worked with like the 65-year-old guy, kind of like Clint Eastwood look type.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell us about going like through, you know, walks through the woods with his dog and stuff, and he would carry like an old police billy club with him. And this guy always had a knife on him, too. And he told us about getting attacked twice. The first time, he just beat it off with the billy club. Well, the second time, I guess he said it went off with went after his dog. And the club wasn't working. So he dropped the club, took the knife out, and stabbed it a couple times. And when it went down, he slit his throat. Well... Nobody really believed him, and I was at his house drinking beers one night because, you know, I was getting ready to go back home and, you know, leave the farm. And, you know, he was telling me the story again and went in his room and brought the pelt out with the stab wounds and stuff in it. And he's telling me how he uses it as a foot warmer now when he's sleeping.
Mm. That old grizzled guy has been through a lot.
Oh, yeah, man. And he was telling me how his wife stitched him up, too, and was telling him how, like, you know, he can't go through walks much anymore, and he should get a gun instead of a billy club. And he's just telling her, like, Sue, calm down, I'm fine. And he has just, like, scars up all over his arms and stuff, man. It's crazy.
Thanks, Colin and Rick. You have a good day.
Old-timers, man. They're a tougher breed.
Oh, they definitely are.
They are. Two times I've killed a cougar.
Yeah.
This one, last summer when I was camping, a raccoon tried to attack my wife, and I kicked that son of a bitch. I kicked it like Jason Hansen. It went flying. Jesus.
It's gone!
This guy said I got attacked by a groundhog.
Oh.
They can be mean bitches, too, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They got big teeth.
That's Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Ken's specialty.
Yeah.
James, how are you, James?
You're me.
Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Doing good.
All right. Back in high school, my coach for wrestling, his name was John Kramer. He's an ex-Marine. He was walking in the woods, apparently, on a camping trip with a couple of his buddies, and a bear came out of nowhere and started mauling him. He had his Army official K-bar on him and cut him from ear to ear, and now has a full metal spine going.
A full metal spine?
Yes, he has a full metal spine from top to bottom.
You kill a bear with your bare hands, well, and a knife.
Did he kill the
bear? I swear on it.
Yeah, he killed the bear, huh?
Oh, yeah, you can even look him up for it.
All right, man.
He was in the newspaper, all famous in Milford.
Let's look it up.
Milford
wrestling coach kills bear. A hiker snapped pictures of bear before fatal attack. A hiker who was killed.
Yeah, this is... look at these bears!
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Nope.
No facts to support that.
Yeah, claim. We can't back that up.
We can't. But he's got a metal spine.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of
a metal spine.
They usually don't give you a metal spine.
Usually, if you need a metal spine, I mean, you're not in good shape.
Right.
I don't doubt that a Marine could kill a bear when properly armed.
Dan, good morning. Yeah. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. What's your comment?
So I was out in Montana. I was out there for about 2.5 years. And you always hear stories about grizzly bears and stuff like that attacking. And one day, my buddy tells me about the story. A guy was getting attacked by a grizzly bear. He shoves his hand down the throat, grabs the tongue, and starts choking it out. And apparently, that's the most effective way. Well, apparently, the guy lost his arm or something like that, but he still survived. I just thought it was completely insane that, you know, you shove your hand down a bear's throat.
Well, that's what that other guy was telling us to do, yeah. Right? Take your shirt off, wrap it around your arm, and shove it down the throat.
Yeah.
To choke him out.
Yeah.
But then the bear could take your arm.
Oh, my God. The bear
did. It's going to get that arm.
He got him.
Yeah.
No. Well, my uncle used to trap grizzly bears to tag them and track them, and he was like, they're terrifying. They're terrifying.
I've seen a stuffed one.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Well, it's going well, actually. Me and my brother, I grew up in the mountains of Pennsylvania, and I was about 11. He was 7 at the time. We used to have to walk like a half a mile through the woods, literally, to get to the school bus. So we were walking back one day from the school bus, and the turkeys, they run in gangs in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
So we, you know, decided, you know, we're walking by and we'll mess them a little bit. Well, that wasn't a good idea. They come full force and start clawing and pecking, you know, attacking us. I hit the hills running. My brother got all ripped up. His coat was shredded. There was all that stuffing hanging out. He made it out of there. Luckily, you know, got back to the house like 5 minutes after I did. And, you know, that's a pretty terrible story. But be careful with turkeys because they do run in gangs and they are killers.
Oh, yeah. Right. We know that. Yeah, we know that.
The damn turkey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that.
Yeah, turkeys are no joke. I do love that the gang of them was just like, for glory!
Yeah. The crazy thing is, like, a cougar will think twice about attacking you. A turkey's just like, nope, we're fighting.
You know I'm a turkey, right?
And they're ugly to boot.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said, metal spine, ex-marine, killed a bear, bare hands. Sounds like the absolute perfect story a wrestling coach would tell his students.
Listen here, boys. I've got a metal spine.
I've been through some stuff. One more call on this before we move on. Voice changing technology. Anonymous, how are you, Anonymous?
Good. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? You work for animal control?
Yes. I was trapping for some raccoons at this woman's house, and sometimes we accidentally catch a possum or a woodchuck or whatever, and we just let those go if it's not what we're going for. So catch a possum by mistake, so I go to open the lion cage door and let her go, and then I realize she's got babies in her pouch, and she growls and she bites me on my boot. It was a steel toe boot, so it didn't really hurt, but I screamed like a little girl. And it's funny because, you know, possums usually aren't, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So there is a story that someone sent us of an ex-Marine who killed a 300-pound bear with a log. But this guy, they were camping in Georgia.
Yes, he had kids there.
Doesn't say that.
You imagine that? You're a dad, and there's a bear, and it's attacking. You know you've got kids, and you're like, well, I have to kill this bear. Like, I have to kill it.
It's a bad day.
Because if I don't, it's going to get my kids, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going
down. I wish I had Marine training at that moment, though.
My dad's a big proponent of shoving a thumb in an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Animals, people, whatever.
This guy said, my uncle...
surprised what a thumb in the eye could do.
My uncle was in the Army and fought a raccoon with a combat knife. And this other guy said, I wish human cougars hunted because I lay out in the woods waiting for that attack.
Oh, that bitch, she's bouncing on me.
Oh, no. Speaking of which... speaking of cougars, human cougars, way back when, there were only three commonly known sexual orientations, straight, gay, and bisexual. Now there's
more than you ever could imagine. Mm-hmm. In fact, Tinder recently updated their options to 37 different sexual orientations you could choose from. 37.
I wonder what I am.
Look it up. You'll need some time to figure that out. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue with this. They say, though, that cougar hunters, guys who are into older ladies,
yeah,
that's actually a sexual orientation.
Oh, that makes some sense. I mean, I had a buddy, that's all he was after.
Is there anyone listening who would describe their sexual orientation as cougar hunter?
Oh, there's like a lot of them.
You can't control it. You have the hots for much older ladies. If that's you, 248-544-9743. They say, if you're a younger guy and you'd rather hook up with a middle-aged lady who's swiftly approaching menopause, you're a different sexual orientation than the rest of us. This forensic researcher described this in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. In his article, he says there are different sexual orientations that we know about. This one, though, he says, goes, you know, undiagnosed. Dudes who have the hots for middle-aged women, they're mesophiles.
Well, it makes, like, dude, it
has to be a name for everything now.
Yeah, that's the thing. But it makes sense.
There are dudes
why
that
one
just love
buddy
that.
All the time, every time. It's funny what we thought was super old back then, though.
Well, when you're,
you know, when you're in your 20s and someone's with someone who's 34, you're like, oh my God, you're with an ancient person.
That's so old,
you know?
They say if you're attracted to aging women who are going through a midlife crisis or something, you're a completely different sexual orientation than the rest of us.
Well, and it made sense because a lot of the times, like, as what I would say is a normal guy, I didn't think the person that they were after was anything, you know? It's like, I don't know what you see, but...
Right, you can't wrap your head around it because you're not of the same sexual orientation as
you.
It doesn't make...
So they have
sense.
It for women who are into older men, too? Do they have like a...
I guess it would be.
Something for that category?
I don't know what we are.
Yeah.
We're not cougars, but...
I don't know if it would... Does it fall under...
Because there are those people. There are girls that are just into older guys.
Yeah, I'm liking middle-aged people. Sexual orientation, no misophilia, but... Anthony. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
How's it going, guys?
We're good. So, if you have the hots for middle-aged women, they say that's actually a sexual orientation. Do you think that's you?
Yes, definitely.
Have you always been this way?
Since I was about 18, after we... back in school, there's a guy in our year, he was bit of a D-bag, and his mom had the hots for my friend. So we even been at my friend's house having a few drinks, and she rang up. He asked if she could drop off some cigarettes, and she went out and got out of her house, drove over to see us, dropped off some cigarettes, and we ended up double-teaming her in the back of her son's car.
My God.
Sweet Lord.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And ever since that, about 5 years ago, I got in a relationship with a 46-year-old, and we've been together, ever since.
And how old are you right now?
I'm 28 now.
Okay, yeah. So you got a 20-year difference, and your friends, family, everyone cool?
I moved over back from Australia about 2 months ago. So, not really. He was still a huge D-bag to us, but then we came up to him one day and we're like, yeah, we had sex with your mom in the back of your car.
Mm.
Goodness, huh? Goodness.
Mm. Wow,
that's a tough thing to hear.
It sure is. Absolutely sure is.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, but do you agree that it's your sexual orientation?
Yes, I do.
You do?
100%.
Huh. All right, man. It's funny because I've never thought of it that way. I thought of it more as a fetish.
Yeah, that's what
right?
I thought of.
Like, because you can like different types of women, of right? Like, I thought big tits, big ass, older. Like, they would all kind of go
but
into a...
You know what? Like, I'm like, so the people that I know that are into this, they might see a girl that's younger and say, oh, yeah, that chick's hot. But if it came down to, like, pursuing, who are you pursuing? they always pursue the older woman. So they can realize, like, oh, that person's hot, but what they're after is that older girl.
So if they had the chance to nail one woman that night, two women presenting themselves, 28-year-old girl, 49-year-old girl.
They're taking the 49-year-old.
They're going 49.
Yeah. They probably would try and do both of them.
Right, but if you can only have one.
But if you can only have one, they're going to go older.
Mason. Hi, Mason.
Oh, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What's your comment?
The whole thing with I like, you know, older women. I've never had an older woman before, but I've always like got a safari, I suppose, you know.
You're gonna have a hard time.
Going on what you guys said before, it doesn't sound like a sexual preference. It sounds more like a profession.
Did you say profession?
Like, it's like a kink, but in more in case it's like how do I put it?
I don't know.
It's like job hunting.
Gee, I wonder how he doesn't do well with the ladies.
Calm down over there.
I wonder how he doesn't do well with the ladies.
He can barely get a word out, but then he gets one major word and can't even say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You got that word out. Yeah. That flew off the tongue.
Feel sorry for
someone. Yeah, that's what...
Like, right out of the gate.
We were all just like, oh
poor man.
Guy. Oh,
I like cougars.
I'm more of a profession than a...
I've never been with one. Never been able to nag him.
Danny!
Hey, how's it going this morning?
We're doing okay, man. Having the hots for middle-aged women, they say, is actually a sexual orientation. Do you agree?
Oh, most certainly. These older women, they got it going on. They got maturity, experience, and man, let me tell you what, these young girls are not like dead fish in the water. These older women are like VIP service for the very important penis, man. When you got 10-inch plus like me, I love these older white women, man. They just want to jump a pogo stick.
All right, Danny. Thank you so much for all that information.
Oh, yeah.
Turn him off.
Bringing out all the crazies. Okay, Matt. Matt, you a normal dude here?
No.
Yeah, I think I'm normal.
Okay.
All right. All right. We'll
do you see. Think, are you attracted to middle-aged women?
Yeah, I just got out of a year-and-a-half relationship with a woman that was 10 years older than me. I was 28, she was 38 when we met. And you guys mentioned the midlife crisis thing. When I met her, she was going through a divorce.
At 30?
And now, when we broke up, I was 30, she was 40. Still talk a little bit. To be honest with you, what was crazy about it, and maybe this is sexual orientation related, but it was the best relationship of my life. I kind of sometimes wonder if I should have tried to marry her. The whole reason we broke up is just because we met at different times in our lives. You know, I just kind of wondered if I should still try to be with someone who's my age and never been married and never had kids. And, yeah. And now, I don't know, you know, it's just tough. And I always kind of look back and wonder, did I make the right move or not? But, you know, it's funny. And I've throughout my 20s, you know, I've always, you know, I've had flings with women around my own age, but nothing super long term. And then it's like, I meet this older woman and it lasts like I said, probably over a year and a half. And, you know, it's like, maybe I was meant to be with an older woman.
Possibly this is your sexual orientation, but you're just trying to fight it?
What a lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. I had some pressure from family that just, they that's part of the reason we broke up. They couldn't really get on board. And there was still part of me too that was like, yeah, you know, maybe this isn't, you know, the right long-term move. And, but now, yeah, I definitely look back and to this day still think it's my sexual orientation. There's part of me that's fighting it, and maybe I shouldn't be.
Yeah, I think he probably just needs to get older to the point where he just doesn't give an F what his family thinks, and then he just needs to be with the people that he wants to be with. You know, I'm glad, though, he didn't marry the person, even though he was with her for the monumental amount of one and one half of a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for him, that's been his longest relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. That is my. I get it, but.
Someone said, what's the difference between sexual orientation and sexual preference? Well, I think you prefer something, but it's not in your DNA. And orientation is like your makeup.
Yeah.
Right? You can't help but desire that.
Yeah.
As opposed to, well, I prefer big tits, but.
Right. Yeah.
That's a preference.
I do think you're somehow, you'd be listed as a, like a boobophile or whatever. I don't know what it would be.
I'm not sure.
I would need a category for that.
Yeah.
Titophile. Dan, how you doing, Dan?
How's she going, eh?
They say having the hots for middle-aged women is actually a sexual orientation. You agree?
Middle-aged and older age, yes, I totally agree. After, let's see, the first one was hooking up with one of my best friend's mother-in-law, and he loved it. He thought it was the best thing in the world, and it was just the funniest thing ever, and after that it was just, I don't know if I say downhill, but it was really uphill from there.
Huh. So you've always been this way?
Yeah, well, I mean, in high school, you know, started off with the younger girls, but after we got the one, then it was just a game changer. There's just something about an older woman like I said, it's just a game changer.
It's the same thing with my buddy. It was like he was with us. And then he got a cougar who was like a hardcore champion. And then that was it. Changed his whole life. After that, he was like, guys, he was like the dude from American Pie.
Did he end up with
Stifler's mom? Older. Hmm. Yeah.
But not cougar.
Not advanced.
Not what you'd call.
No, but I mean. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where he could have ended up with a, you know, 20-something that's not at all what he's after.
Darren, good morning. How are you?
Boca Raton. I've been into cougars or older middle-aged women exclusively since, like, I was a kid and started having, feelings, you know, like, even before puberty. But I always was, like, thinking that friends, moms are hot. But not really liking girls my age. But then in middle school, I discovered 40 plus, the magazine, and 50 plus, but mostly 40 plus.
Oh, wow.
And I've never dated anybody. I couldn't date in high school, and it was hard to date when I was younger because the Cougars, you know, don't really like younger guys, like, for relationships. But I'm dating one. I kind of dated one now, and I'm about to date another one. They're both 41. I'm almost 30. So, I mean, but exclusively my whole life into pretty much nothing but, you know, middle-aged women.
There you go. You're a mesophiliac.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay. A few more quick calls. Brandon, do you think that you're actually
women.
Attracted to older women? It's actually your orientation?
Well, The thing I have is I do love older women far more than I'd like younger women. More mature, more fun. The best night of my life was actually with an older woman, about twice my age. I'm 29 now. Oh, by the way, support command and balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Support command, yes. Yes.
Anywho, I think that the sexual orientation wording is too strong. The example I have is, okay, say you have Gal Gadot. You know, I'm sitting at a bar, like you had, you know, you guys were talking about two women earlier.
Wonder Woman,
and then you have another, yeah. And then you have an older woman, say 50. She looks like she fell out of an elderly tree, bounced back up into it for a while. I don't care how much of a mesophiliac you feel you are, you're probably going to go with Gal Gadot if they're both ready to go with you.
Right, I get it, but that's not normal. If you've got a 20-year-old Gal Gadot, which is apparently how you say her name, and a 50-year-old Gal Gadot, you're probably going to be more attracted to older Wonder Woman.
Again, yeah, of course, if they're close to the same looks range.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yes. Oh, man, huh?
People are into older women.
Yeah, the ones that go exclusive with it are the that's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep your range open, for God's sakes. You never know what's going to happen to you.
That's exactly right.
I'm 25, dating a woman in her mid-40s for a few months. Total 10. Changed my life. Now it's all I'll go after. This woman said, where are these men dating? I'm 47. I don't even know where to look. There's probably cougarhunter.com or something. I'm sure there's a cougar. I'm sure there's a...
Oh, there has to be.
Dating
yeah,
site.
There's like a...
Well, the one he just gave out, I think, is a porn site.
So. Oh, is it really?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, don't go
what?
There.
What did he give out?
Cougarhunter.com. Cougarhunter.
I believe it's a porn
right.
site.
Right. Maybe there's, is there is. Cougardating.com?
There was one. Remember there
yeah,
was
we
a,
had talked about it, I think.
There was a some cougar thing.
The number one. Cougar Life.
CougarLife.com.
Yeah. There you go. There's Life. 5 million members. That's how it should start off. I'm looking for cougars who live
Cougar
near Farmington.
Life. Join for free.
No, I'm not giving any personal information.
Don't go on senior people meet, though.
Oh,
oh, oh my that God.
Is it just for seniors looking for seniors? Is that
yeah,
it?
I think so.
SeniorSluts.com.
Senior sluts.
Oh, no.
Senior people meet.
I'm looking for a little bit of sex. Hot da doodle doo.
Hot da doodle doo. No.
No.
Give your email address.
That sucks so bad you can't just look, huh?
No.
Nerd.
That sucks.
That's what they want.
I don't know how they get anybody with that process.
Chad.
Old people.
You know. Chad, you don't believe this is a sexual orientation. Is that what you're saying?
I do not.
Okay, what's your argument here?
My argument is you guys are absolutely right. It's a fetish. It's a flavor, man.
Yeah.
If you like chocolate, you like chocolate. It don't mean you don't like ice cream. Listen, if these guys are sexually oriented to older women, how many of them are getting with 350-pounders?
Fine point.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's not what I like.
Nope.
You know?
Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it then for the senior discussion.
Good input there.
Yeah, you know, the counterpoint of it all.
Point, counterpoint.
One hell of a debate.
How many of these people are into three bills? Yeah.
If you like ice cream, doesn't mean you like fat chicks. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. You're right. We got to go, but you're right.
June is almost done. Less than 2 weeks left. So you better get going on this. According to a new study out today, June is the best month of the year for one-night stands. 33% more people are looking for one-night stands in June than in the other 11 months of the year.
Hmm.
The worst time for one-night stands is winter. That's the only time of year there's an increase in the number of the people looking for long-term relationships. But June, when people just want to nail and move on.
Hmm.
So if you want to make it happen, get out there.
Wow.
Like a week and a half to.
Yeah, there's
so
not
it's
much
like, what is it? Like, spring, people are like, try and get into relationship type of things. And then by the time it's starting to roll into summer, you're realizing, well, that didn't happen. So now you're just trying to bang it out and you don't want something too serious because summer's going to be over soon.
You keep it light in the summertime, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it light.
Keep it light. You don't want to get nailed down.
Yeah.
Just have nailed. Summertime fun.
Exactly.
Let's have a summertime fun.
apparently, the hot new trend in tattoos is armpit tattoos.
No one can see them.
Well, they can.
Ooh. I don't like it.
We put a link to this.
No. Let me see.
No.
DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is where you can go check it out. But they say fans of tattoos are going under the needle to have their underarms covered in elaborate designs. I like it that it would keep ladies shaving their pits because I'm not a fan of that trend of some women not shaving.
I actually don't mind it. I don't mind it.
I think of all the places you could
think
get it.
I don't think it's hot, but I'm like, that's fine. I mean,
I guess
it would be my issue is that my armpit would look just gross and...
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, I guess.
Me neither.
Make you do a double take.
Like, that one's kind of cool.
Yeah, like, yeah, that one is kind of cool.
Illusion. I feel like that would really hurt.
It's got
like,
to, right?
Like, that super sensitive skin there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge one that lady has. You can see these pictures at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what we're looking
at. You know what it is? People are running out of spots to put tattoos.
They do say it can be an unpleasant experience. They say when you tattoo your armpit, you will directly smell your blood because it's so close to your nose. And one woman said it was real torture. Her armpit skin was raw in nothing but pain.
Oh, it seems like
well, imagine that'd be your biggest issue. It's not the tattoo, it's the post tattoo, like you're taking care of it.
Because it would get so hot and moist under there.
And you just, your arm would be rubbing it, constantly rubbing it.
I feel like you'd have to walk around with your arm over your head for
yeah.
a week. Like, that'd be just a pain, like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they look cool, though.
I do think they look cool, too. Cool. I think it would be just intense pain to go through.
Yeah, it's got to hurt real bad. Because just me, when I've got a couple little spots on my inside arm getting kind of up close towards the armpit, I want to cry like a baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so it's not for me. Actually getting deep in there.
That's not my game. I'm out.
No, not mine either. I'm going to pass on the armpit.
I could see you could get a tattoo. It's weird. It'd be weird, too, that like that's my first tattoo.
Yeah, you go armpit.
Like, my first tattoo is, and then, like, you know, you meet somebody, and they're like, any tattoos? Oh, yeah. Armpit.
Mm. I'd just be like you saying, yeah, your ankle.
Like, yeah, I got a scratch. Yeah. It's a stiff flower right here.
Yeah. It's weird. Weird for your first.
I mean, it's a good spot, though, for your first if you can't have them be seen because it's a real easy spot to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then second, you raise your hand up or whatever, they'll know it's there.
Good news for that friend you have who's always threatening to bail on the U.S. and move to Canada. Witchcraft and dueling are now legal in Canada.
Oh, well, that was the only thing holding back a few people I know.
Those are the only two things I need in life.
Witchcraft and dueling?
That's all I want.
Yep. Now, is it witchcraft and dueling separate, or is it witchcraft duels?
No, witchcraft and dueling separate.
Yeah, okay. Witchcraft, period.
It's separate, but dueling I think if you wanted to do both, like a you're fine duel, as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. You're also fine.
Now, this repeal of the magic and swordplay laws was less about transforming Canada into, you know, a witchcraft-friendly or dueling-friendly place. It was more about religious and sexist
prejudices.
I've lost the ability to say that word. The witchcraft laws especially were often used to unfairly target women and practitioners of Wicca.
Yeah.
So Canadian pagans have apparently been trying for some time to get these off the country's books, and now they've been successful. Witchcraft and dueling, now legal in Canada.
Now, dueling, is that not challenging someone to a duel?
To the death, typically, I think.
So now you're allowed to do that? Like, I could slap you with my glove, and then we have to, one of us must die?
It's fun to think of. Yeah, it will soon be legal to challenge a duel in Canada.
Okay, well, how does a duel end in Canada?
Is it like a required number of paces you have to separate yourselves?
This is nuts. There must be something else to it, because you can't just have Canadians
fight.
It can't be end in death, though, like old school.
That's what
duels.
I'm saying.
The last person to die in a duel on Canadian soil was back in 1833.
I challenge thee to a duel! And then the whole town comes around you and watches it.
There's a duel afoot. There's a duel going on. There's a duel happening.
Imagine having a duel.
That would suck.
But Canadians dueling...
Yeah, they're too nice. Canadians are too nice.
Well, Canadian dueling is just a match of Uno.
That's how Canadians duel.
Yeah. Take seven cards in. Oh, pick up two. Miss a turn. Pick up two again, eh?
As Jason said, the loser buys a double-double.
Yeah. Okay, Timmy's on me.
It's a little different.
You won the duel, eh?
How's she going? Good duel.
Uno.
That was fun.
Coming up in just a second, it's a Mexican Minute. How did a Mexican farmer learn the hard way not to pick a fight with a pig? I'll tell you about that after Chuck the Freak, Check Sports.
Well, the Tigers went on their little West Coast swing and decided to let Anibal Sanchez pitch yesterday. Ended up losing 6-2 to the Mariners. Sanchez wasn't terrible. He pitched 5 innings, 2-run baseball in a no decision. Alex Wilson served up one of 2 home runs that Mike Zunino hit against us. Ian Kinsler had an RBI double for Detroit. The Tigers have now lost three straight games. The second of their four-game series is tonight. When do these guys start trading everybody?
Soon.
Can we get this underway? Because it's pretty much, you know, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions signed their third-round draft pick wide receiver Kenny Galladay to a four-year rookie contract. He caught for at least 1,000 yards in his last 2 years at Northern Illinois. He's expected to compete for Detroit's number three receiver spot. He was the final pick to reach an agreement with the team, as the eight other players selected this year have already signed with the Lions.
Let's break for a Mexican Minute.
A 60-year-old guy named Miguel Anaya Pablo is a farmer in San Lucas in southwest Mexico. He recently went to a party and got wasted. Then when he got home, he picked a fight with his pet pig.
Mm. Oh, don't fight a pig.
Who he lives in the house with.
Of course.
That Mexican pig fought back.
Mm-hmm.
It bit off three of Miguel's fingers.
Oh.
Hey.
And his dick.
What?
Oh. That's the worst.
It leaves on me. I do not like you. I do not like the way you sleep all day in my home. And it is time for us to fight. Come on, you dumbass pig.
Hey! Oh, my God, my dick! Oh, my yay! Oh, my dick! Do you think it was over quick?
Oh, sure.
Like, you have won the day, pig. Okay, pig!
So the pig obviously just ate his dick, right?
Oh, yeah, gobbled it right down, Kurt.
Oh, don't fight a pig. I mean, they're so mean.
You know why you shouldn't fight a pig, too? Miguel was rushed to the hospital. He died from an
infection. Yeah, he died. Pig's dirty mouth.
Ooh.
He fought his pet pig. The pig bit off his dick.
Yeah.
And he died.
Well, he was going to get no help at the wherever hospital he went to.
That's it, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, what was his pig's name? Yeah. What was his pig's name?
I don't know.
Yonham.
Don't fight a pig.
No.
That's your message.
I'm not going to.
A toxicology report, in case you missed it, showed that Carrie Fisher had cocaine, heroin, and ecstasy in her system when she had a fatal heart attack. Which is weird, since those are the exact same things keeping Keith Richards alive.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Same stuff.
Today, the first full day of summer. You can tell because stores are busy putting up their Halloween displays as we speak, know.
Yep.
And finally, a dispute between two customers at a Chicago Starbucks resulted in a stabbing. Hey, listen, when two white folks simultaneously reach for the same Sarah McLachlan CD, get rough.
It's
things
real.
Can get rough. You back off.
I'm not going to back off,
you
man.
You back off. That's mine.
Son of a bitch.
Snap, snap. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What is the world's sexiest accent?
I love a southern accent on a woman.
Yeah.
But I don't think women find guys with southern accents.
I used to when I was younger.
You did, yeah?
I loved it. My favorite southern accent is Brad Pitt in Thelma and Louise.
I don't remember him talking.
That was his first thing, right?
So is it the bedroom scene?
Yeah, I have the Brad Pitt.
Oh,
I hope he doesn't swear or anything. I can't remember.
Well, you sure know how to bring it up pretty fast on YouTube, though.
I know.
Simon says... Everybody down on the floor. Now.
I think it's just because it's Brad Pitt.
It is because I'm not watching it. I'm just listening to it.
It's on.
Not brilliant.
No, because he does not have clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't know, Lise. I think you're just looking more at the Brad Pitt body. Yeah. I think that's what that was about.
The ladies know what I'm talking about.
She was completely gripped by that scene.
Yeah, she was.
And we were all basically like, it sounds kind of like a moron.
He's playing a mentally challenged character.
Somebody get that guy a shirt.
It's got to be cold in there with just a cowboy hat and a lady and a gun.
I could hear Lisa going...
Oh, the tea's ready.
She's boiling over, boys.
Get her off the stove.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Coming up, a listener has a big secret he's been keeping from his friends and family. Just how freaky is it, and should he tell them? We'll get into that when we come back. And do you have a question like that? Something you've been wondering? Should I tell them? We'll take your calls and try and help you out when we come right back here on the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show. Yep.
Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRI. If.com.